Hastings College women's basketball is on the air. We begin each game day with the Jeff Dittman pregame show. Brought to you by Vaughn's Printers at 222 Eastside Boulevard in Hastings. Now, here's the voice of the Broncos, KHAS Sports Director Mike Will.
And good afternoon. Welcome to the Osborne Sports Complex, Lynn Farrell Arena this afternoon. We've got Hastings College basketball today. The Broncos getting set to take on the Chargers out of Briar Cliff. Team coming in here from Sioux City this afternoon. It's a men's-women's basketball doubleheader this week as the men will play first. And we're talking with Hastings head coach Lance Creech. And coach, kind of out of our element here, the guys going first, but a great honor for Jake later on today. Jake Marvin.
Yeah, it is. And it's very gracious that Briar Cliff agreed to do this, both the men and women. Jacob Marvin's got a pretty big opportunity ahead of him this evening. He's a finalist for a postgraduate scholarship, the Cray Ware Scholarship, that adds up to $40,000. So it was hard for me not to do everything that we could to get game times adjusted so he could make it to that dinner and interview process this evening. So it's a little bit different element for everybody involved. So it's not just us, but the Briar Cliff men and women. Again, I can't thank them enough for their sportsmanship and cooperation in this matter.
The routine-wise, probably about the same as any other week?
Yeah, it really is. You know, from that standpoint, you just have to get up a couple hours earlier, which is probably never going to kill any of these kids to actually get their tail out of bed before noon, as most of the college kids do. But I tell you, it's just, you know, something that's a little bit of an adjustment. But, you know, early in the year, you play at all different times. I mean, early in the year, we played at 10 o'clock in the morning, you know, so it's just – very different up and down the line, but it's nothing that's out of the norm for a basketball team.
Hastings has won three out of their last four ball games. You're back in contention, at least in the Great Plains Athletic Conference, sitting tied for sixth, and that's got to feel pretty good after just last week or so.
Yeah, we do. You know, and I think the thing is, I think we're just kind of seeing some steady improvement in the focus areas that we've tried, and hopefully we can just continue to build on the momentum here, because even the one that we did lose, we had a very good opportunity to win that thing. So, again, I think our kids are doing the things that we need to do to get a little bit better each day in practice. And again, the main opponent that we have within ourselves is just our focus. And as you saw the other night against Doan, started the game very lackluster and came out in the second half and had a great mental and physical effort. So we know we have the capability to do so. It's just to try and maintain that for 40 minutes.
Talk about that Doan ball game. You guys fell behind by 16 points late in the first half, trailed by 12 at halftime. And then, wow, second half was completely different.
Well, it was. And again, there was nothing that we did. I mean, we did apply a little bit of a soft full court pressure, but, you know, it's nothing that we went in and reinvented the wheel or anything of that nature. But it's mindset, you know, and I don't care what age or what level or what gender you're coaching, you know, the mental part of athletics is so vital, so important. And I think, you know, more times than not, you find the team that's got that kind of a focus, especially when you're a team that's got in a league with so much parity. Usually it's just the mental fatigue, the mental mistakes that are the difference between winning and losing the basketball game.
Jake Marvin, 24 points in that ballgame, and Tobin Reinwald had 17 points and 12 rebounds. Those guys are playing extremely well right now.
Well, both of them have really stepped up their game, you know, and I think, you know, the thing that's allowed Tobin to do so many more things is, again, his mindset. He is just really becoming so aggressive and so emotional, playing with so much, you know, vigor, I guess you would say, and he's really screening and giving himself a lot more opportunity to catch the ball. And Tobin's one of those rare kids that can just go get baskets. You don't have to draw a lot up for Tobin. And sometimes anytime we try and run something for Tobin, it almost works against us, because he's such a free willy, free spirit kind of player that sometimes when you handcuff him a little bit, it almost makes him a little bit less aggressive. And that's the last thing you want from a player like him.
These guys are finally figuring out what it's going to take to win in the GPAC down the stretch here.
Well, about every time I think I've got that figured out, we take a little bit of a knock on the noggin and we take a step back. So I think we're getting better, and that's the main thing. And I think, like I said, even our game against Dakota Wesleyan last Sunday, I thought we got better. You know, I thought we did some things that we made improvements. We just came up on the short end of things. And you know, so many times you think that you don't play well because you don't shoot the basketball well. And as we went back and watched the film, we were more aggressive against Doan in the second half, but there was a lot of shots in the first half that we typically make that just didn't fall. So it gives you the impression that you're playing poorly. So sometimes, especially during a game, it's hard to kind of get those things figured out, you know, whether you're playing poorly or whether you're just shooting poorly, because there is a difference in your play.
All right, it's Brian Clifton here this afternoon to take on Hastings. We'll take a break and come back and talk about the Chargers as the pregame show continues after this.
Celebrating more than 80 years and three generations, Vaughn's Printers continues to be your full-service printer, from design and layout to the finished product. Vaughn's Printers assures you workmanship that always satisfies. The printing business has changed, but one thing hasn't: Vaughn's Printers' dedication to quality and service. Make it happen with single-color through four-color process printing at Vaughn's Printers. 222 Eastside Boulevard in Hastings. Call 463-7721.
Back at the Osborne Sports Complex, Lynn Farrell Arena. Hastings College basketball again this afternoon here on 1230 KHIS. Briar Cliff in town to take on Hastings. Coach, this is a team that's 14-6 on the season. They are 8-3 in the conference. We saw them earlier this year in a kind of a slugfest up in Sioux City. This is a good basketball team.
A very good basketball team. You know, they really are. I mean, they've got a legitimate presence on the interior with a 6'10" kid. Now, he doesn't score a bunch of points, but he really holds down the middle very well. He rebounds and he blocks shots. He can score at the rim. They've got, you know, the leading scorer in the conference in Jake Shipley, who's just a tough matchup because he can put it on the floor. He'll post up a little bit. He's a 6'8" guard. They can shoot the basketball from the three-point line, and he gets to the foul line a ton. So he's a matchup issue in himself. And then the Murren kid is a kid that's kind of come on here of late and has really been doing some good things. Won a basketball game for him at Midland a couple weeks back, last second shot, three-point shot to win it. So, you know, they've got a lot of different pieces, and I think early on in the year they were shooting the ball poorly and they were winning on their defense, and now they're still playing good defense and they're managing to make some jump shots too. So they're coming in on a four-game win streak and one of the hotter teams in the conference right now.
Yeah, they're not going to just roll over because they're on the road. This is a team that has some title hopes in the GPAC, so they've got plenty to play for today.
Yeah, they really do. You know, I mean, they're one of the only two teams to beat Dort this year. So, you know, they've beat the number one team in the league, and they've been beaten at home by the team in last place, which is Doan right now, early on in the year. So, again, it's still basketball, and it's an unfortunate thing that, you know, a team such as Briarcliff has those peaks and valleys too, because you think teams at the top of the conference kind of slug away and don't miss a beat. But, you know, you quickly figure out that everybody is human.
Earlier this year, Hastings beating Briarcliff 73-66 in Sioux City, but it took a 40-point effort from Jake Marvin to pull that one out. Obviously, they're going to have a game plan on him today.
I would assume so. You know, I mean, I would. That was a funny conversation that we had with Coach Nelson, trying to get the game time changed so Jacob could get to this scholarship competition. And I asked him, and he said, "You mean Jake Marvin, the kid that scored 40 on us?" And I said, "Yeah." He goes, "So you're telling me if he doesn't play, or if I don't change the game time, he can't play, correct?" And I said, "Yeah, you're right." And he's like, "Well, you're putting me in a tough spot here." But, you know, Jay, the thing that was more impressive about that than anything is Jacob was very, very efficient within his shots. And I was really proud of our team, the way that they consistently, what we call, feed the need. I mean, Jacob was scoring. They had a hard time guarding him, and we just kind of kept going to him until they found out a way to guard him. And then Jacob did a good job of making adjustments on his own. And he, again, I think you just see that diversity within him, his game, that is so difficult to guard from most big men that can step out beyond the arc and shoot it. So it wasn't only, you know, Jacob's effort, but it was our kid's effort to get him the ball and consistently make sure that we were getting good touches with him at the rim.
We'd like him to have another 40-point game today. Probably not going to expect that. So obviously somebody else on the squad is going to have to maybe step up and take the scoring load today.
Well, you know, obviously Tobin's, you know, he's just so dynamic, it's going to be hard for him not to get his. But I think, you know, we've got to get Brady Lohman a little bit more efficient with the basketball. We've got to, you know, he's scoring, you know, 10, 11, 12, 13 points a game, but he's taking a lot of shots to get it. You know, he's becoming a volume scorer. And you know, I'd like to see Dane Bacon kind of get back in the mix there and make some shots, but he's got to do some things to, you know, keep him on the floor if he's not making baskets. So Brett Wells is going to have to continue to get us some points. Just out of sheer effort and hustle plays, and I think Dylan Flynn's got an opportunity. He's probably our most efficient guy as points and rebound production per minute of anybody that we have, and he's really doing a great job. But, again, we've just got to stay consistent. We've got to get some production out of our bench, and we can't bank on one person getting 40 for us each night to get a win.
You mentioned the Shipley kid for Briarcliff, some matchup problems for us today. How do we contain him today?
well, we're just going to try and go no touch on him. I thought we did a good job on him in the first game. I know he had 15 points, but it took him 15 shots to get it. And he did hit two transition threes that, you know, really kind of sparked him and got him going. We just kind of lost him in transition. So our kids did a pretty darn good job on him when we got it in a half court, and we made sure and found him, and we just stayed physical with him, and we helped on him. But right now I'm more concerned about the Murren kid because he's just been playing so well here of late.
Talk about him. How do we contain him?
Well, he's shot up his 179 shots. 120 of them are from three, you know, so he's got an ability to get loose. He reads screens very well. They run a lot of that staggered action for him, and our communication is going to have to be on point to make sure that our switches are staying intact to get him off the ball and force him into cuts that maybe he's not used to doing, force him back to the paint, maybe where he's not used to going so much, as rather than just staying out on the three-point line. So concentration, again, and focus, you know, and communication, those are all going to be things that we're going to have to do extremely well to come out of here with a win.
What's Brian? Hey, Cliff, here this afternoon, you got a few days off. Don't play the midweek game next week, and then a tough one again next Saturday on the road at Northwestern. So this is a little stretch here. Very important, I guess, for us in the conference race.
Yeah, we're back on our football schedule, you know, where we play a game and wait 7 days and either feel really good about things or really have to, you know, put our nose back to the grindstone and figure out what the heck is broken. So this is a big game for us to go into this off week with a couple days of rest here. Really work on some things that maybe we haven't had time to work on throughout this week of preparation and really get dialed in and study Northwestern is going to be a very big key for us.
Good.
Thanks, Mike.
Lance Creech, head coach for Hastings College. Stick around, starting lineups and the play-by-play description coming up next. It is Briar Cliff and Hastings today on 1230 KHS.
You've been listening to the Lance Creech pregame show brought to you by Vaughn's Printers. For envelopes, letterheads, brochures, business cards, newsletters, and forms, see Vaughn's Printers at 222 Eastside Boulevard in Hastings. Stay tuned. Bronco basketball is up next on Hastings Link to Bronco Sports, 1230 KHAS Radio.
The superheroes of service, powered by Glenwood
is Central Nebraska's leading provider of latest computer, internet, and networking technology, but our specialty is taking exceptional care of our customers. Friend us on Facebook or visit shopglenwood.net. We are your superheroes of service.
The Hastings Tribune is more than just your newspaper. It's HastingsTribune.com. The E-Edition, Encore, HT Media with videos, photos, Facebook, and more. The Tribune has expanded classified and circulation hours until 7 Monday through Friday and 8 to noon Saturday. Subscribe to the Hastings Tribune, HastingsTribune.com.
Hastings College Play-by-Play is brought to you by the KHAS Radio Sports Boosters, local businesses supporting local youth and local athletics.
Good afternoon. Welcome to the Osborne Sports Complex, Lynn Farrell Arena. Bronco basketball for you here this afternoon on 1230 KHAS. Kind of switching things around here today with the guys up first and an earlier tip-off time. Hastings College getting set to take on Briar Cliff here this afternoon. Hastings coming in. A record of 11 wins, 11 losses on the season. They are 5-7 in the Great Plains Athletic Conference, beating Doan the last time out, 70-68. Briar Cliff coming in here, the 18th ranked team in the country. They are 14-6. They are 8-3 in the Great Plains Athletic Conference. Hastings beat Briar Cliff earlier this season in a ball game played in Sioux City by the score of 73-66. Jake Marvin had a humongous game for Hastings in that ball game as he scored 40 points in that contest against the Chargers. Starting lineups are brought to you by Hastings Five Points Bank, locally owned, locally managed with friendly service, three convenient locations, and a strong commitment to area youth. Many reasons why Five Points Bank is the better bank. For Hastings College today, Nate Olson gets a start, a 6-foot senior out of Norfolk, averaging 2.9 points per ball game. Brent Wells, a 6'4" sophomore out of St. Paul. Wells is averaging 4 points per ball game. Brady Lohman, a 6'2" sophomore out of Norfolk. He is averaging 11.3 points per ball game. Tobin Reinwald, a 6'5" sophomore out of Lincoln, averaging 17.4 per contest. And then Jake Marvin, a 6'8" junior out of Lincoln, averaging 14.8 points, 4.7 rebounds per ball game. Briar Cliff will go with Taylor Byrne, a 6'1" junior out of Wahoo. Eric Roy, a 6'1" senior from Lamar's, Iowa. Jake Shipley, a 6'8" junior from State Center, Iowa. Ben Sitzman, a 6'4" senior from Sioux City. And Michael Collison, a 6'10" junior out of Iowa Falls, Iowa. Your starting lineups are brought to you by Hastings Five Points Bank, now with three locations in Hastings at 2815 Osborne Drive West, 320 South Burlington, and at 322 North St. Joe. Hastings Five Points Bank, member FDIC. So the ball game is underway. Briar Cliff controls the opening tip. He'll shoot to our basket to our right. They immediately pound the ball inside, and Michael Collinson gets the field goal. They get it in right in front of the hole there, and Michael Collinson gets the field goal, and Briar Cliff goes out on top by the score of 2-0. Hastings coming back quickly with the ball. As Brady Woolman has got it, they move it down in the corner. Briar Cliff will be man-to-man most of the day today. There's Marvin from the free throw line. His shot is up there. It's going to be no good. And the rebound comes down to Ben Sitzman for the Chargers of Briar Cliff as they run her back the other way. That's Roy with the ball over in the wing on the left side. Hands it away to Taylor Byrne. A good outside shooter there for Briar Cliff. Out between the rings, here's Jake Shifley. A tough matchup for Hastings at 6'8" out there on the perimeter. As they move the ball around to the left side again, that's a Taylor Byrne. Still 15 on the shot clock. Bounce pass goes inside to Collison. His shot is good as he stuffs it home. So Collison gets a couple of field goals here. He stuffs home that last one. It's a 4-0 ball game. The Chargers out on top of Hastings College early. Here's Lohman. He throws up a three-pointer. The shot good. Brady Lohman throws up a three-ball for the Broncos. Hastings number two in the conference in three-point shooting this week at 39%. Brady Lohman hits his first one right here. 4-3 is the score. Briar Cliff has got a one-point lead driving the baseline. There's a lob in again to Collison, and his shot is up and in. Michael Collison has got all three field goals here for Briar Cliff. He had 13 the last time these two teams played. He's got six already in the first 90 seconds of this ballgame. Nate Olson with the ball over on the wing on the right side to Tobin Reinwald. Gets it inside down to Marvin. Kicks it out down to Olson on the wing on the right side. Olson drives the ball into the paint there. Stops. Hands it away. That's Wells driving down the left side of the lane. Stops there. Bounce pass comes out on top to Nate Olson. Nate dribbling with the ball as they reset the offense. Now with 10 seconds left in the shot clock. Olson is now trapped inside the free throw circle. Now a pass down low. It's right through the fingertips of Wells out of bounds. First turnover in the ball game on Hastings College. And Briar Cliff will come back the other way. 6-3 is the score just underway. Men's basketball up first. We've got the women's game coming up next for the 3 o'clock scheduled tip-off time here at the Osborne Sports Complex. Briar Cliff with the ball back outside. This is going to be Ben Sitzman. Lobs it inside again to Collinson. He goes up. His shot's going to be blocked down that time by Marvin. And the ball is recovered here by Tobin Reinwald. Coming back the other way. Drives it all into the basket. His shot is up there. He misses the layup. And the rebound comes down to Collinson for Briar Cliff. Outlet pass goes to Sitzman. Sitzman drives the ball to the hole. His shot is up there. It's no good. And a foul is going to be called here on Nate Olson. So up and down game for both of these teams so far. Briar Cliff is averaging 70 points per ball game on offense this year. Hastings College averaging 72.9 defensively. Hastings giving up 74 points per ball game. Briar Cliff 66.3. Olson with a personal foul there and going to the free throw line will be Sitzman for Briar Cliff. And his shot is up there. It's good. Ben Sitzman, he had 13 points the last time these two teams played. Collison had 13. Jake Shipley had 15 to lead the Chargers, but Hastings able to overcome that and post a 73-66 win earlier this year back in December in Sioux City. Second shot is up there and in by Sitzman, and Briar Cliff is out to an early 8-3 lead in this one. 17 minutes and 30 seconds to play here in the first half from the Osborne Sports Complex. Top of the key, that's Marvin with the ball. Moves it down in the corner to Lohman. Back outside now to Nate Olson. Here's Wells on the wing to Jake Marvin. He drives the ball toward the basket. His shot's going to be up there. It's going to be knocked down, and the ball's going to be recovered here by Roy. Coming back the other way, 3-on-2. Gets it to Byrne. Three-pointer, good. Taylor Byrne hits a three-ball, and now we got a timeout Hastings as the Broncos have fallen behind here early. As Byrne hits a three-ball, it's 11-3, Briar Cliff. We have got a timeout, 17-13 remaining here in the first half. Briar Cliff, 11, Hastings 3.
When it hurts, come to Burt's. Burt's Drug Stores in Hastings has the best prescription and over-the-counter service and free delivery 6 days a week. You get old-fashioned know-you-by-your-first-name personal service at Burt's Drug Store downtown Hastings and Burt's Pharmacy, 14th and Bellevue.
Say it with flowers from Bob's Ass Flowers. Bob's Ass Flowers has beautiful, fresh flowers, single blooms, vibrant bouquets, green plants, and many more unique gifts for your home and business decor. Weddings and special occasions, too. Bob's Ass Flowers, 2618 West 2nd, Hastings, open Monday through Saturday.
1230 KHAS.
Back there at Lynn Farrell Arena, Hastings College has fallen behind early right out of the gates. It's 11-3. Briar Cliff has got the lead over Hastings. Broncos came from 16 points down the other night to beat Doan. Hastings with the ball on their offensive end. Here's Brent Wells having problems with it. He comes over to the scorer's table trying to save the ball. It's right into the hands here of Ben Sitzman. He takes it to the hole and scores for Briar Cliff. 13-3 is the score now. Briar Cliff out to a 10-point lead as the Broncos turn it away for the second time in that last possession. There's a Ryan Wald with the ball now for Hastings. Comes out to Woolman out here inside the free throw circle. A shot is up there. He misses the shot, and the rebound comes down to a Ben Sitzman for Brian Clef. Broncos having a tough time getting the ball in the hole here early. Bounce pass goes inside. Working there is Roy. His shot is up and in. Eric Roy scores in the lane, and the Broncos have fallen behind 15-3. And we have not yet played 4 minutes here in the ballgame. 15-3, Brian Clef. They've come out smoking here. On the right side is going to be Tobin Reinwald. Brings it out here in 3 points there. It's way to Lohman down in the corner. Olsen for three. Shot is up there. It's good. Nate Olsen fires up a three ball. That's 2 3-pointers for Hastings. That's been all their scoring so far. 15-6. The Broncos trailing in the ballgame. And now we got a traveling violation out here on Eric Roy. Traveling violation on Roy. Into the ballgame now for Hastings is going to be Dylan Flynn. Also checking in will be Charles Ferguson. Marvin will get a quick breather. And coming out also for Hastings will be Brent Wells. 15-6 is the score. Hastings College trailing in the ballgame. Michael Collison, 3 field goals and 6 points for Brian Clef. Ben Sitzman has got 4 points. Roy has got 2. Murn has hit a 3-pointer. 15-6 the score. Hastings with the ball on their offensive end. Reinwald goes to Ferguson. Now on the wing, that's Nate Olson. Gets it inside to Flynn with his back to the basket. Spins toward the baseline. Puts up a shot and don't get it. He's hammered on the play. Foul is going to go on Tim Lone, who just checked into the ballgame for Brian Clef. That's going to be his first foul. First personal foul in Lone, the first team foul in the Chargers, but this will be a shooting foul. Dylan Flynn to the free throw line as he was mauled in the act of shooting. Flynn is a 70% foul shooter. His shot is up there, and it's going to be no good. Dylan Flynn misses the free throw. He'll have one more shot here. He's seeing still the best free throw shooting team in the Great Plains Athletic Conference this week, hitting 77% of their free throws. They missed one there, though, 15-6 the score. Next one is up there. It's good by Flynn, so he hits 1 out of 2. Broncos trailing now by the score of 15-7. Hastings now applying some backcourt pressure here. Dribbling the ball is going to be Byrne. Goes to the far side to Roy. Now to Byrne again. Byrne hustles into the forecourt, and now will set things up. Nate Olson right in his face defensively for Hastings College. Is lone in the high post. Gets it here to Roy. He hands it away to Brenton Brown is into the ball game now for Brian Clef. Out on top, this is Murn again, a 3-pointer is up there. It's off of the right side, no good. Ball being swatted around. It's picked up here by Reinwald. Reinwald has got it for Hastings, running back the other way. With the ball is Lohman, drives it down the lane. His shot is up there. It's going to be no good. And the rebound comes down to a Brian Clef. Running back the other way is Roy with the ball now. Roy, he's going to go coast to coast. His shot's going to be blocked down by Flynn. Recovered by Dylan Flynn down here on the baseline. Nice play there by Flynn defensively. Dylan Flynn brings it into the forecourt. Now to Tobin Reinwald as he hustles in here. Comes to the near sideline. It's going to be Lohman. Back out to Reinwald. Now right side on the wing. Nate Olson. He dribbles it inside the paint there. Drops off down low to Lohman. Now to Flynn. Puts up a left-handed hook shot. It's going to be no good. And the rebound comes down to Murren. Taylor Murren for a Brian Clef. Back into the offensive zone here for the Chargers. Goes over to Roy. Now to Murren again. The ball tapped away by Olson. The ball is loose. It goes out of bounds down here. They give the ball to Hastings. A turnover there on Brian Clef. They're second in the ballgame. Ben Sitzman comes into the ball game again for Brian Clef and replaced Murren, also in there now for the Chargers. There's going to be number one, Ricky Torres. Torres, a 6'6" freshman out of Denison, Iowa. He did not play the first time around back when we played these guys back in December. So Ricky Torres now into the ball game, a freshman from Denison, Iowa. 15-7 is the score. Hastings trailing by 8 points here in the ball game. Olsen has got it now to Flynn. Spins right side of the wing, gets back out to Nate for three. Shot is up there. It's going to be no good, and the rebound comes down to Torres. Torres has got it back here for Brian Clef. Gets it to Brown. Brenton Brown out here in 3 points territory, not alone. A big guy looking inside the block. They get it there. As they get it to a Jake Shipley. Shipley dribbles back out here into 3 points territory to Torres. Torres now to Ben Sitzman. Down to Brown over there on the right side. Back down in the corner on the right side is Sitzman. Drives the baseline. His shot is up there. It's going to be no good. Rebound Torres. Torres goes back up. His shot no good, but he's fouled in the play. So Ricky Torres will go to the free throw line here. He's fouled in the play by the Broncos. That's going to go in Flynn. That's going to be his first. Team foul number 2 on Hastings. And going to the free throw line for Brian Clef will be Ricky Torres. Again, that's a guy that did not play the first time around. We saw these guys up in Sioux City, and his free throw is up there. It's going to be good. So Ricky Torres hits the bucket there for Brian Clef. It's now a 16-7 ball game. Torres has played in 10 games so far this year for Brian Clef. His second shot is going to be up there. It's going to be no good. So he hits 1 out of 2 from the free throw line. And it's now a 16-7 ball game in favor of the Chargers. Here's Alex Thayer with the ball now for Hastings College. A freshman out of Superior gets it inside to Flynn. Back out of the wing. That's Ferguson. He drives the ball to the basket. His shot's going to be no good. And the rebound comes down alone. Gets it out here to Shipley. So Hastings again with a driving layup there, and they couldn't convert. 16-7 is the score. The Broncos are trailing here. Hastings fell behind early in this contest, and they haven't recovered yet. Still battling out there. Torres with the ball. Comes out here to Tim Lone. Lone hands it away now to Jake Shipley. Good outside shooter there for the Chargers. Now to Torres on the wing. To Ben Sitzman. Now to Brown as he drives the ball toward the goal. His shot is up there. It's going to be no good. Hits the other side of the glass there. And the rebound comes down to Flynn. Hastings has got it on the break back the other way. Olsen gets it to Ferguson. Hops in the lane. Now he's trapped out there. Gets it to Flynn. Now down in the corner. That's Ryan Wall with the ball. Hastings working with it in their offensive end. Bounce pass goes inside to Flynn. He drives that baseline. Puts up a shot. It's going to be partially deflected. It's brought down there by Tim Lone. Lone has got it now to Brown as the Chargers come back the other way. Byron Cliff with the lead, 16-7, driving toward the goal is Ben Sitzman. His shot's going to be blocked down. Now a traveling violation on Hastings as they come out of there with the ball. Broncos got the block on Ben Sitzman's shot. And then coming out of there, they got whistle-free traveling violation, so the Broncos turn it away. That's their third turnover of the ball game. Here comes Murren back in there now for Briar Cliff. Also coming in is going to be John Engler. So John Engler into the ball game for the first time here. A 6'6" junior from Fort Dodge, Iowa. This is a big bunch from Briar Cliff all the way around. Boy, the guards, forwards, post players, all big people out there. Briar Cliff with the lead here, 16-7. Chargers have the ball in their offensive zone. Murren comes out here between the rings now. As they work with it against Hastings, Ben Sitzman over on the wing on the left side. Now to Byrne, trying to drive it, cut off there by the Bronco man-to-man defense over here on the right side. Now back out between the rings. Here's a three-pointer put up there. It's going to be no good by Sitzman. Rebound is loose and is taken down there by Jake Marvin. Marvin runs her back the other way to Reinwald. Down to Thayer, and his shot is up and in. Nice pass by Reinwald. He gets the assist. Alex Thayer gets the field goal, and the Broncos are back within 7 points. 16-9 is the score. We're about 8 minutes into the ball game here this afternoon from the Osborne Sports Complex. There's Ben Sitzman, free throw line extended right side. Sitzman takes it to the top of the key on the dribble. Bounce pass goes down low. Grabbing the ball is Torres. His shot is up there and in. Ricky Torres scoring there. He's got a field goal and now a free throw here in the last minute or so. 18-9 is the score. The Chargers had the advantage over Hastings. Here's a Tobin Reinwald on the wing. They get it to Dane Bacon. Now inside to Marvin. His shot is up and in. Jake Marvin scoring there for Hastings, and now the Chargers want to call a timeout. 11 minutes and 38 seconds to play here in the first half. The score, Briar Cliff 18, Hastings 11.
Are you ready to switch to a bank whose top priority is customer service?
If you are, visit your locally owned Five Points Bank of Hastings and let us show you what great customer service is all about.
We offer all types of checking accounts, some of which include a rewarding interest rate, free checks, no service charges, special travel opportunities, and many other benefits.
We are proud to call Hastings home. Five Points Bank of Hastings, the better bank, member FDIC.
1230 KHAS.
Other games going on in the conference today on the men's side of things, the Great Plains Athletic Conference. We've got Mount Washington playing Midland today, inside at Doan. Dakota Wesleyan is at Concordia, and Dort is playing at Nebraska Wesleyan today. Those games are the other men's contests, and all those games will start at 4 o'clock this afternoon. Hastings playing an early game here today. Allow Jake Marvin to attend some ceremonies and some interviews for a postgraduate award tonight in Omaha. So things have been shifted around a little bit, and Hastings College playing the men's contest first here this afternoon against Briar Cliff. They're trailing in the ball game by a score of 18-11. Briar Cliff with the ball. This is a Murren with it out. Murren goes over to Oating on the far side. He's going to take a long-range jumper, and his shot's going to be no good, and the rebound comes down here to Hastings College. Bacon has got it. As he gets it to a third, now to Bacon again, driving down the lane, dumps it off down low. Marvin works with it, dumps it off again on the right side of the lane. As he gets it to third, now inside, a shot taken there. It's going to be no good, but a foul is going to be called. We're going to have a foul called here, an offensive foul called on the Broncos. It's going to be on Marvin. Jake Marvin was driving the ball to the goal there for Hastings College and gets it with an offensive charge. That's going to be his first. Team foul number three on Hastings. 18-11 to score. Hastings trailing by 7 points. Murren has got the ball on the dribble as he's going to be fouled into play by Thayer. Taking it down the far sideline. Alex Thayer gets hit with a personal foul. So that's going to be team foul number four on Hastings. Briar Cliff has got one foul so far here in this early portion of the ball game. We're nearing the halfway point of the first half. Chargers out on top of Hastings by the score of 18-11. Byrne, bounce pass goes over on the wing on the left side. That's Otting with the ball. They get it inside down to Shipley. He goes for the basket and shot. It's up and in. Shipley gets away from his defender there and takes it right to the hole and scores. That's his first field goal of the ball game. 20-11 now. The Chargers out on top by 9. Here's Thayer underneath the basket, and he throws the ball away. They're trying to come to the near sideline, and they threw it right into the Charger bench, trying to get it to Charles Ferguson over there. That's the fourth turnover on Hastings here in the ball game. So the Broncos stumbling out of the gates here a little bit today. 10 minutes and 28 seconds to play. They're in this first half. Hastings trailing Briarcliff by the score of 20-11. There's a pass in the high post. They get it to Torres now for Briarcliff. Torres out here in three-point territory, picked up by Marvin. Now to Taylor Murren. His pass over in the wing is going to be right into the fingertips of Otting out of bounds. So a turnover there on Briarcliff. That's their third of the ball game. And now Hastings College will play things in backcourt. 10-12 remaining. End of the ball game now for Hastings will be Olsen. Coming out will be Thayer. So 20-11 is the score. Briarcliff has led this baby from the opening tap. Scored the first two buckets. It's a 20-11 contest right now. Hastings College with the ball in their offensive zone. Wells is back in there. Goes over to Olsen. Olsen now to Dane Bacon. Dribbles it down the lane. Dumps it away on the right side of the paint now. Over to Wells. Lobs it inside. That's a Marvin. His shot is up there and in. Jake Marvin scores. He's now got 4 points in the ball game. He scored 40 the last time these two teams played up in Sioux City. 20-13. Hastings College back within 7. Byrne with the ball out here in 3 point territory. Picked up by Bacon. Comes to the near sideline. That's going to be Otting with the ball. He moves to his left. Fires up a three. It's around the rim. Falls off. No good. Rebound comes down to Hastings. Marvin has got the rebound. Now to Lohman as he runs her back the other way on the dribble. Lohman takes it into the paint. Jump pass out with the Bacon for three. Shot is up there short. Battle for the rebound. Tap to the far side. It goes out of bounds. And they give the ball to Briarcliff. So Briarcliff will play things in here in backcourt. Eric Roy comes back into the ball game. Michael Collison comes back in. Here comes Brenton Brown all back in for the Chargers. Briarcliff is 14-6 in the season. They're 8-3 in the Great Plains Athletic Conference. Chargers currently ranked number 18 in the country. And they're just a game out of first place in the conference, trailing Dort, who's sitting at 9-2 as the action gets underway today in the GPAC. Collison has got the ball over to Murren. Bounce pass goes inside. The shot is up and in, and that's Eric Roy. Boy, Briarcliff is doing a good job getting the ball right in front of the hoop here against the Hastings College defense. 22-13, a 9-point lead, and now we got a personal foul called here. It's going to go on Shipley of Briarcliff. That's going to be his first. Down inside the block there, Shipley gets hit with a personal foul. 22-13, Hastings will play things in from underneath their basket. Olsen lobs it into Marvin. His shot's going to be no good. He misses the easy one. And the rebound comes down to Eric Roy. Here comes Briarcliff with the ball. Now to Brown. Brown hustles into the forecourt. Now to Shipley out here in three-point territory. Across the top, now to Murren. Murren moves it behind the screen. Picked up there by Olsen over to Brown. Brown picked up by Dane Bacon. Lob pass goes to Shipley, left side of the lane. Shipley takes it down to the baseline. Double team. Comes back out on the wing to Roy. Shot for three. Good. They had the double team down in the baseline. They left Eric Roy all alone, and he cans the three-pointer from the left wing. 25-13 to score now. Hastings College trailing by a dozen early in the ballgame. There's Nate Olsen with the ball, dribbles into the paint, comes over here to Bacon for three. Shot is up there. It's going to be off of the mark. No good. And the rebound comes down to Murren. Taylor Murren has got the ball for the Chargers, running back the other way. Long pass down the floor. That's Shipley. His shot's going to be blocked out of bounds. Blocked out of bounds there by Marvin as Shipley was taking the ball to the goal. End of the ball game now for Hastings will be Reinwald. Flynn comes in. Bacon comes out. Marvin comes out. 8 minutes and 11 seconds to play here in the first half. Hastings trailing Briarcliff by the score of 25-13. Shipley will play things in. Jake Shipley for Briarcliff. Baseline right side underneath their own basket. Holds the ball. Shipley comes way out on top to Brown. He's got it near the 10-second line. Picked up out there by Olsen of Hastings as the Broncos stay with the man-to-man defense. Brown moves it to the right side now on the wing. That's Roy with the ball. Roy moves it across the top to Murren. Puts a man in there, drives it to the free throw line, goes inside down to Collison. Collison kicks it out to Shipley. His shot for three is around the rim, falls off, no good. And we got a foul on the rebound. A foul is going to go on Collison on the rebound. That's going to be his first team foul number three on the Chargers here in the first half. Non-shooting situation, so it's going to be Hastings College inbounding the ball here in backcourt as Olsen will bring things up. 7:50 left here in the first half, 25-13. Broncos are down by a dozen here. Olsen has got it. Double team to the far sideline. Gets it down in the corner to Lohman. Feeds it inside now. With the basketball there is going to be Dylan Flynn. Flynn looking, goes to Ryan Wald. He drives it down the lane, dumps it off to Flynn. His shot is up there and in. Dylan Flynn gets the field goal. Ryan Wald gets his second assist in the ball game, and it's now 25-15. Broncos down by 10, 7.5 to play here in the first half. There's a Murn with the ball on the wing. Bounce pass inside. We got a whistle, and a foul is going to go on Hastings. A personal foul is going to go on Flynn. Dylan Flynn picks up his second personal. Team foul number 4 on the Broncos. Checking in the ball game now for Briar Cliff is going to be Ben Sitzman. Coming out will be Taylor Murn. Second foul on Dylan Flynn. Non-shooting situation, so the Chargers will play things in. Collison goes to Shipley on the baseline, puts it up there, shot good. Jake Shipley scores off the inbound pass. Out on the baseline, he's got 4 points in the ballgame, 27-15. Again, the Chargers out on top by 12 points. Hastings with the ball, back in their offensive end. Flynn has got it right side of the lane. His pass is going to be deflected out of bounds. Trying to come right to left across the lane to Brent Wells, and the ball is tipped out of bounds there by the Briar Cliff defense. 7:02 remaining here in the first half. 27-15. Briar Cliff has got the lead. Hastings College will play things in. Baseline right side underneath their own basket. They get it to Tobin Reinwald. Takes it down there on the baseline. Down to Flynn. Out on top. Lohman has got it. Now to Olsen at the free throw line. Back to Lohman on the wing. Penetrates inside. Cut off there. Goes to Nate. Free throw line jumper put up there. It's off of the left side. No good. Rebound Brown. That's Brenton Brown coming back the other way. Now for the Chargers. Stops out here in 3 points. Territory traveling violation. Traveling violation on Brenton Brown as momentum carries him forward there as he comes to a complete stop out in 3 points territory. Fourth turnover now on the Chargers. 6:44 to play here in the first half, 27-15. Briar Cliff has got the lead over Hastings here this afternoon. And the Broncos came from 16 points down on Wednesday to beat Doan in their last ball game, 70-68. There's a Brady Woolman with the ball. He takes it to the hole. His shot is no good, but we got a personal foul call that's going to go on Brown. Brenton Brown picks up the personal foul there for Briar Cliff. That's going to be his first. Team foul number 4 on the Chargers. We're going to have some free throws coming up here as Brady Lohman will go to the free throw line. Lohman, a 95% foul shooter, number 1 in the conference. He missed one the other day, though, against Doan. That was his last miss. He's 57 out of 60 for the free throw line this season, and his shot is up there. It's good. But he's starting a new streak here, and he missed one on Wednesday against the Doan College Tigers, only his third miss of the season. He cans his first one here. It's now 27-16. Hastings down by 11 as Lohman will have one more. Eyes the bucket, lets it fly. That shot is good. Lohman now with 5 points in the ballgame, and the Broncos have battled back to a 10-point deficit here. 27-17. Brown with the ball here in backcourt. Hastings College with a double team. They get it across the net. Now it's going to be intercepted. Intercepted by Wells on the far sideline to Olsen, and he turns the ball right back away. As Briar Cliff comes down with it, Eric Roy gets the interception on the pass. Teams trade turnovers there. Each have 5 in the ballgame now. Collison has got the ball out on top to Eric Roy. Works it over to Brown. Free throw line extended right side. Bounce pass goes into Collison. There's a pass underneath the hole there. Roy's shot is going to be up there. No good. And the rebound comes down to Flynn. Outlet pass goes to the far sideline to Lohman. Brady comes back the other way. Back to the center of the floor. Bounce pass over here to Olsen. Olsen left side of the lane. Now to Brady Lohman. Lohman waiting. Goes cross court now to a Tobin Reinwald. Reinwald picked up by Shipley defensively for Briar Cliff. The Wells now to Reinwald. Lohman here on the near sideline holds the ball. Feeds inside, down low. That's Wells with the ball. Opposite corner in the right. It's going to go to Nate Olsen for 3. Shot no good. Offensive rebound. That's Wells. A shot good, and he's fouled. An offensive charge on Wells. An offensive charging foul on Wells. The basket is wiped off of the board here. So Brent Wells is hit with an offensive charging foul there. That's going to be team foul number 6 on the Broncos. We're down to 5.5 minutes to play here in the first half. 27-17. The Chargers have led the entire ball game so far. Hastings trying to turn up the tempo now as they press here in backcourt. Ben Sitzman with the ball comes over to Eric Roy. He'll bring it up now against Olsen. Brings it into the offensive zone. Hands it away to a Taylor Murn out here. Taylor Murn drilling with the ball out here. Bounce pass goes on a high post to Roy. Roy now to Shipley out top, a three-pointer put up there. Down the hole it goes. Jake Shipley. Three-pointer for Jake. He's now got 7 points in the ballgame. It's now 30-17. Hastings is trailing by 13 points in this one. Nate Olsen with the ball on the wing. Now to Lohman. Comes to Reinwald. He takes the ball down to the baseline. Contact made. Foul called. Riding him down there is going to be Eric Roy, and he picks up the foul. That's going to be his first. Marvin back in. Here comes Alex Thayer back in. Here comes Charles Ferguson back in. Wells, Flynn, and Olson will come to the bench. 30-17. Hastings down by 13 points here at home. Ray Lohman will inbound the ball for Hastings. Right side of the basket down here on the baseline. They get it to Reinwald. Tipped out of his hands. Picks it back up. Gets it under control. Comes out to Alex Thayer. Alex Thayer with the ball on the wing. Bounce pass is kicked. Out of bounds there by Eric Roy. Basketball this afternoon here on 1230 KHIS. Also online at www.hastingslink.com. Getting an early start here this afternoon with the Bronco men playing first. The women coming up next here on 1230 KHIS. 4:46 to play here in the first half, 30-17. Hastings down by 13 points. Broncos will inbound as they come to Reinwald on the far sideline, and he loses the ball out of bounds. Chargers had a couple of guys over there, Roy and also Ben Sitzman. Reinwald tries to come down with a pass on the far side and lost it out of bounds. A turnover on Hastings. And Briar Cliff will have another shot at things here. 30-17, the Chargers dominating the ball game so far. Lone has got it now on the high post, gives it away to Roy. Right side of the lane, Roy gets it back out here. It's through the legs into the backcourt of Shipley. And it's picked up here by Hastings, a turnover on the Chargers. That's their sixth turnover. Here's Marvin with the ball down in the corner to Lohman. Drives the baseline, goes for the hole. His reverse layup is up there. It's going to be no good. And the rebound comes down to Roy. Long pass down the floor to Murn. He drives, shoots, and scores. Taylor Murn scores, and Lance wants to call a timeout. Things not going well for the Broncos here this afternoon. 4 minutes and 16 seconds to play in the first half. We've got a break with a score. Briar Cliff 32, Hastings 17.
Every real sports fan knows when it comes to watching their favorite sports, having a bite to eat, or just a night out with friends. The Bullseye Sports Bar and Grill hits the spot. Challenge your sports IQ with Buzz Time Trivia. Follow your fantasy players or support your home team and head to the Bullseyes for the fifth quarter. Stop in every Friday or Saturday and try what put Bullseyes on the map. Their famous cuts of prime rib. For lunch, dinner, or after the game, sports fans go to the Bullseye Sports Bar and Grill. The real sports bar. 2017 West 2nd Street in Hastings.
1230 KHAS.
Mike Will back at the Osborne Sports Complex, Lynn Farrell Arena here this afternoon. Bronco basketball from 1230 KHAS. 32-17, Briar Cliff has got the lead here today. Briar Cliff jumped out to a 4-0 lead. They had an 11-3 advantage at the 17-13 mark in the first half. And boy, it's been all Chargers here today, now leading by 15 points here. 4 minutes and 16 seconds to play in the first half. This is an important ball game for Hastings. The Broncos have clawed their way back into the contention for the postseason tournament. Top eight teams out of the conference qualify for the postseason tournament. Hastings right now in a tie for sixth place with Mount Marty at 5-7. They're a couple of games behind Morningside and Midland for the next spot. They are tied at fourth place at 7-5. Then you got Briar Cliff at 8-3, Northwestern at 9-3, and Dort is sitting at 9-2 so far. So it's 32-17 is the score. 4 minutes and 15 seconds to play here in the basketball game in the first half. And it's going to be Hastings College with the ball. As they come back the other way, Brady Lohman has got it now to Reinwald on the wing on the right side. Reinwald comes out here. That's a Charles Ferguson who's back into the ball game. Now to Lohman. Comes over to Ferguson again. Back outside as they get it out here to Alex Thayer as he dribbles with the ball. Torres will pick him up. Thayer drives the ball toward the goal. Kicks it out here to a woman down here on the baseline. There's an entry pass. He's getting it inside to Reinwald. It's just going to be blocked down by Shipley. Picked up there by Marvin. His shot is up and in. Jake Marvin scores. He's now got 6 points in the ballgame on three field goals. 32-19 is the score. Back the other way. Here comes Murn. His shot's going to be up there. It's going to be no good. And a foul is going to be called. So Taylor Murn taking the ball to the hole there. Marvin picks up his second personal foul. So Jake picks up foul number two. This is going to be a shooting situation. As Taylor Murn will go to the free throw line here for the Chargers. Murn has knocked down a 3-2 so far today. He's got 5 points in the ball game, averaging 11 on the season, and his shot is up there. It's good. Taylor Murn, a 77% foul shooter in the season. Briar Cliff is a team hitting 72% of their foul shots. That is third in the Great Plains Athletic Conference. Next shot is up there. It's good. So Taylor Murn hits a pair of free throws. And again, the Chargers lead by 15 points. It is 34-19. There's a Charles Ferguson with the ball over in the wing to Reinwald. Lobs it inside. That's Marvin. His shot is up there. It's going to be no good. Ball being tapped around. Marvin had it. He lost it and is picked up here by Briar Cliff. Chargers runner back the other way as Engler got the loose ball there for the Chargers. Back the other way. We got a whistle down here. And a foul is going to be called in Hastings that are trying to drive the baseline. That was Shipley down here. He is fouled into play by Charles Ferguson of Hastings. Ferguson picks up his first. 34-19 the score. Broncos are trailing. Into the ball game now for the Broncos will be Dane Bacon. Also coming in will be Dylan Flynn. Jake Shipley to the free throw line now for Briar Cliff. Shipley has got 7 points in the ball game so far. He is the number one scorer this week in the Great Plains Athletic Conference, averaging 19 points per ball game, and he misses his first free throw. Rebound comes down to Hastings, misses the front end of the 1-1. There's Alex Thayer with the ball for the Broncos. Out to Ryan Walt, fakes the three, dribbles inside, a whistle, and a foul is going to be called. A foul is going to be called here on Shipley of Briar Cliff. That's going to be his second. That's going to be team foul number six. So team foul number six on Briar Cliff. Non-shooting situation. Hastings College will play things in. Dane Bacon has got the ball. Now to Tobin Reinwald as he works the left side of the lane. To Bacon, now to Reinwald again. Two-handed pass comes out on top to Ferguson. He drives it down the right side of the lane, stops there, spins, puts up a shot in the lane. Good. Charles Ferguson scores for Hastings. That's his first field goal. And the Broncos are back within 13 points now. 34-21 with 2 minutes and 47 seconds to play. Here's Sitzman with the ball. Sitzman for Briar Cliff. Comes out to Otting, who's into the ball game to the near side now to a Sitzman. Double teamed over here. Cross-court pass goes to Taylor Murn out in three-point territory. Murn now to Sitzman as he drives it down the left side of the lane, down in the corner to Murn, and he's out of bounds. Murn was out of bounds down there deep in the corner to the left side. That's going to be the seventh turnover now on the Chargers here in the ball game, and Hastings has a chance to cut into the deficit right here. 34-21 is the score with 2 minutes and 30 seconds to play. And now we got to laps here. Now we're ready to go as Hastings comes back with the ball. It's going to be Alex Thayer with it. Goes on a high post. That's Flynn. Dylan Flynn right at the elbow. Backs up down the lane. Kicks it out here to Ryan Walt for a three. Shot is up there. Rims off. No good. And the rebound comes down to big old Michael Collison inside there for Briar Cliff. He gives it to Taylor Murren. And Murren will bring things up now against Alex Thayer of Hastings. Brings it into the offensive zone here. The Broncos stay with the man-to-man defense. They get it to Torres. Now inside to Collison. The Sitzman back outside to Murren. Taylor Murren with the ball out here in three-point territory. Works against Ryan Walt. Bounce pass goes inside to Collison. Left side of the lane. Double team. Gets it now to Torres on the right baseline. Lobs it back out here to Sitzman. 7 seconds left in the shot clock. They work it inside to Collison. Collison shot over Flynn. Good. Michael Collison scores. That's his fourth field goal. He's got 8 points. 1:39 left. It's 36-21. Hastings is down by 15 points again. Here's a shot taken in the lane. It's going to be no good by Dane Bacon. Rebound is loose. Collison had it. He loses it. Comes to the near sideline. Goes out of bounds. It did not go out of bounds. They grab it right in front of the Briar Cliff bench, and they immediately call the timeout to save the possession so the Chargers will have the ball. When we come back, 1 minute and 27 seconds to play. Here in the first half, we'll take a break with a score. Briar Cliff 36, Hastings 21.
Mohawk Carpet has been the most trusted name in carpet for more than 133 years, and Boers Floors is your Mohawk dealer and color center in Hastings. Boers Floors has a great selection of Mohawk carpet, wood, laminate, and tile. Get savings, quality, and value on Mohawk carpeting featuring Mohawk Smart Strand, providing superior stain protection. It's just better. Ask for all the details and shop Boers Floors, 827 West 1st in downtown Hastings, or call 46-FLOOR, 463-5667.
1230 KHAS.
All right, back here at the Osborne Sports Complex on Briar Cliff here this afternoon. They lead Hastings now by a score of 36-21. Briar Cliff will have the ball here. 1:27 to play here in the first half. Hastings College having a tough go of things here against the Chargers. They got to a great start, and Hastings has not been able to recover so far. There's a Taylor Murren with the ball down the left sideline to Sitzman. Comes back out to Murren. Out here in three-point territory, picked up by Alex Thayer of Hastings. Over on the wing on the left side, that's Otting with it now. Otting on the dribble, comes out here to Murren. We got a whistle underneath the hole, and we got a foul called on Briar Cliff. An offensive foul called on the Chargers. Inside, it's going to go on Ben Sitzman. That's going to be his first foul. That's going to be team foul number seven now on the Chargers. Hastings College will come back the other way. And the Hastings College women's basketball game is going to be after this one today. 3 o'clock starting time between the Chargers and the Broncos today. Hastings will now play a midweek game next week. It's our bye date. Our next ball game will play next Saturday up in Orange City, Iowa against Northwestern. Here's Flynn with the ball at the free throw line, drives it down the lane, puts up a left-handed shot to be blocked down, and a foul is going to be called. Dylan Flynn took it from the free throw line toward the goal, and he's fouling the play here. It's going to go on Michael Collison of Briar Cliff. That's going to be his second personal foul. Team foul number 8 on the Chargers. And going to the free throw line for the Broncos will be Dylan Flynn. He's got 3 points so far in the ball game, a field goal, and also a free throw in 2 attempts. This one is up there. It's no good. Flynn will have one more. Boy, nothing going in the hole here this afternoon for Hastings. Here comes big old Tim Lone back into the ball game now for Briar Cliff. He's a 6'9" senior from Lone Tree, Iowa. Flynn will have one more shot here. His ball club trailing by 15 points here in the first half with 58 seconds to play. The next shot is up there by Flynn. It's going to be good. So a very similar situation as we saw on Wednesday night. Hastings did not play very well in the first half against Doan. Fell behind by 16 in the first half. They were trailing by 12 at halftime. And the Broncos came back to win that ball game on Wednesday, 70-68. They'll have to pull the rabbit out of their hat again here in the second half. Hastings are trailing by 14 points right now at 36-22. Dribbling with the ball is going to be Ben Sitzman as he races the ball into the offensive zone. Now to Taylor Murren. Murren has got it out here in three-point territory, about 20 seconds differential between the shot clock and the game clock here in this first half. There's Otting with the ball on the wing, comes out top of the key. DeRoy dumps it down low to Lone, and the shot is up and in. Boy, the Briar Cliff Chargers getting deep in the Broncos' defense down here. All their shots are coming from 3-4 feet away. They're shooting an amazing percentage during the first half, as you might expect. Nate Olson has got the ball now for Hastings with 23 seconds to go. Hastings down by 16 points here, 38-22. Olson dribbles with the ball, gives it away now to a Dane Bacon out here. Over on the wing on the right side to Charles Ferguson, behind the screen from Marvin, now to Ryan Wald, back in the right side. That's going to be Dane Bacon. The Ferguson, 6 seconds, drives it down the left side of the lane, tries to go for the rack, kicks it back out, and a shot clock violation is called here on Hastings. So a shot clock violation with 1.9 seconds to go on the game clock. There was a 2-second differential there. And now with 1.9 seconds to play, now the official is going to confer out here. Briar Cliff will play things in here in backcourt. 1.9 seconds to play, a shot clock violation on Hastings. That's their 7th turnover of the ball game. Roy will inbound the ball here for the Chargers. Looking, finally gets it into Murren. Murren races the ball toward the half-court stripe. A shot, good! Unbelievable, and that's just the way this first half has ended. As a Murren throws up a three-pointer from the half-court stripe, and it goes right through the hole. And Briar Cliff tacks on 3 more at the gun. Murren's now got 8 points in the ballgame, and we got a huge deficit to make up here in the second half as Taylor Murren hits a three-pointer from half-court at the buzzer. And it's 41-22. Briar Cliff has got the lead here at halftime. So we'll take a break. 41-22. Briar Cliff with the advantage. You're listening to Bronco Basketball.
Follow the local and area athletes and teams, plus the Nebraska Cornhuskers in the Hastings Tribune and at hastingstribune.com. Get the latest scores on the Tribune's website scoreboard. Click on HD Media for video, web streaming, slideshows, and photos. Expanded hours for classifieds and circulation services, Monday through Friday until 7 p.m. and Saturday from 8 until noon. To subscribe to the Hastings Tribune, call 462-2131 or online at hastingstribune.com.
1230 KHAS.
I'm back here at the Osborne Sports Complex. Again, at halftime, 41-22 is the score. Hastings College is trailing Briar Cliff here in the ballgame. Again, the Chargers got out to a great lead in the contest today. They scored their first 4 points of the ballgame, immediately got out to an 11-3 advantage over Hastings at the 17-13 mark, and boy, they didn't let up. Chargers led for the first time at by double digits at 13-3. They increase that lead to 25-13. 12-point advantage there. Also led by 12 at 27-15. Got it up to 13 points at 30-17. Led by 15 a couple of times at 32-17 and at 34-19. Then Taylor Murren hitting a three-pointer right there at the buzzer from half court. And that's pretty well a storybook close to the first half there for Briar Cliff as they were red hot and the Broncos could not throw the ball in the ocean, and Hastings with a lot of wood to chop here in the second half. They're trailing in the ball game by a score of 41-22. We'll come back and check the scoring here in the ball game as we continue on the halftime show right after this 1 minute timeout.
Quality printing can be an effective calling card for your business or organization, like the quality printing you get from Vaughn's Printers. Celebrating more than 80 years and 3 generations, Vaughn's Printers serves Hastings and the area with quality printing from creative layouts to finished products. Experience, effort, excellence, and equipment, all making Vaughn's Printers your full-service printer. Make it happen with color printing and Canon Digital at Vaughn's Printers, 222 East Side Boulevard in Hastings.
No matter where you roam, you're always at home with an RV from Hastings Motor Sales Dykeman's Camper Place. Travel the country, see the sights, and never be without all the amenities of home. Dykeman's has a large selection of XL Luxury 5th Wheels, Palomino Fold-Down Camping Trailers, Coachman 5th Wheels, Travel Trailers, Class A and Class C Motorhomes, and their service department is second to none. So go ahead, get away from it all, but don't rough it. Get RVing with Hastings Motor Sales Dykeman's Camper Place, Burlington Avenue and Highway 6 in Hastings.
1230 KHAS.
All right, the shooting numbers here in the ball game in the first half. Hastings College hitting only 8 out of 27 in the field, 29.6%. Ryan Cliff is 16 out of 28 in the first half for 57%. Hastings hitting 2 out of 7 on three-pointers for 28%. Ryan Cliff 4 out of 9 for 44%. The Broncos 4 out of 6 from the free throw line for 66%. Ryan Cliff 5 out of 7. For 71%. Rebounds right now, Briar Cliff 19, Hastings with 13, each team with two offensive boards. The Broncos have 9 turnovers so far here in the first half of play. Briar Cliff has got 7. The Broncos have 4 block shots and 2 steals. Briar Cliff with 1 block shot and no steals. So Hastings hitting 29% from the field in the first half, Briar Cliff 57%. And the Chargers have the lead over Hastings College. It is 41-22 here at halftime. Scoring in the ball game so far, Nate Olson has hit a three-pointer for 3 points in the ball game for Hastings. Alex Thayer, a field goal for 2. Brady Lohman has got a three-pointer, and he's 2 out of 2 from the free throw line. He's got 5 points. Charles Ferguson has got a field goal for 2. Jake Marvin, after scoring 40 against his team in the first meeting, has got 3 field goals and 6 points in the first half. And Dylan Flynn has got a field goal. He is 2 out of 4 from the free throw line. He has got 4 points. The scoring for Briar Cliff in the first half, Taylor Murren has got 2 3-pointers, including one at the horn there in the first half. And he's also got a 2-point field goal, and he is 2 out of 2 from the free throw line. Murren has already got 10 points here in the first half against Hastings. Eric Roy has got 3 field goals and 6. Jake Shipley, he has got a couple of field goals and a 3-point field goal. He is 0 out of 1 from the free throw line. He has got 7. Ben Sitzman has got a field goal, and he is 2 out of 2 from the free throw line. He has got 4 points. Michael Collison has got 4 field goals and 8 points. Tim Lone has got a field goal for 2. So, again, the Chargers have the lead over Hastings College this afternoon. The score 41-22. We are at halftime. Coming up, we've got the Scholar Athlete of the Week, and then Tyson Urbanek will join us with Hastings College Spotlight. We've got the second half straight ahead. You're listening to Bronco Basketball on 1230 KHIS.
5 Points Bank of Hastings. Safe, strong, and growing. Back in September of 2000, we opened for business at 4th and St. Joe with a staff of 5. Now we have 3 banking locations, over 45 employees, and have grown to become the largest locally owned bank in Hastings.
Since our opening, we have listened to you and responded by providing high-quality customer service, rewarding interest rates, new banking technology, and provided support to many community organizations.
We appreciate your support and look forward to continuing as the better bank in Hastings. Member FDIC.
This is the Hastings College Scholar Athlete, brought to you by Rogers Incorporated. Better service built his business. 1035 South Burlington. In a minute, we'll name this week's Scholar Athlete.
Rogers Incorporated. Better service built his business.
Save on the Whirlpool family of appliances during the January clearance sale at Rogers Incorporated. Save on the Whirlpool, Maytag, Amana, and KitchenAid refrigerators, ranges, dishwashers, washers and dryers, microwaves, and more. Plus, no interest if paid in full within 12 months on a qualifying appliance purchase $499 or more. Ask Rogers for details. 1035 South Burlington, Hastings. Open every day, Sundays noon to 4.
This week's KHS Radio Scholar Athlete of the Week is Hastings College women's basketball star Frankie Peterson. Frankie, a sophomore from Cambridge, Nebraska, is majoring in biology with a 3.81 GPA. On the court, Frankie started some games in her freshman year and has played in all games this year in her sophomore season. She's averaging 4.4 points a game and 2.8 rebounds. She scored a career-high 14 points versus York this season. In the classroom, Frankie's on the dean's list for the fall of 2010 and the spring of 2011. In her free time, she enjoys reading, eating, and watching movies. Once again, your KHS Radio Scholar Athlete of the Week is brought to you by Rogers Incorporated. Better service both this business, 1035 South Burlington in Hastings.
This is Hastings College Spotlight, brought to you by Industrial Irrigation, 221 East J Street in Hastings.
John Deere is known for some of the most reliable and fuel-efficient irrigation engines around, but the true strength lies in John Deere's extensive dealer network, including Industrial Irrigation in Hastings. The John Deere team keeps your irrigation schedule running like clockwork, offering energy-saving diesel engines backed by some of the best warranties in the business. Parts and service, too. Incredible dealer strength. Count on John Deere and Industrial Irrigation. Reliable horsepower since 1955. East J Street in Hastings. 463-1377 and industrialirrigation.com.
Good evening and welcome to the Hastings College Spotlight here on 1230 KHS Radio. Tyson Bronick with you. Earlier this week, I had the opportunity to visit Hastings College during Martin Luther King Day as they had a lecture from Dr. Charles McKinney. Caught up with him over at Hastings College before he spoke to the students. Here's what he had to say. With that, let's first of all, Dr. Charles McKinney, let's just talk a little bit about your talk today at Hastings College, your lecture today at Hastings College, Education That Changed a Nation. Just sort of elaborate on some of the things you're going to be talking about today.
Sure. Thanks for having me, first off. One of the things I want to do is to help students, particularly students, right, to remember that before King was an icon, before he was a national civil rights hero, he was a student, right? And it's one of the things I think we have to remember that King, there's more to King than 1955 to 1968, right? The Montgomery to Memphis narrative that we're all so familiar with, and that's going to get, you know, that's going to get told over and over today and next month too for Black History Month probably as well, right? So one of the things I want to remind students of is that King, as an undergraduate at Morehouse College, is somebody who is searching. He wants to do well and he wants to do good in the world. He wants to advance causes of justice, but he doesn't know how. He doesn't know whether or not he wants to do that through the ministry. He doesn't know whether or not he wants to be a doctor or a lawyer. He's trying to figure that out, and college was the place that helps him to figure that out. He's given the tools by a set of professors at Morehouse who then, once they've given him these tools, right, these intellectual tools, these scholarly tools, these religious tools, he's then able to make the decision that, okay, I think the ministry is for me, right? I mean, obviously, he'd faced a lot of pressure at home. I mean, his father was a minister. Both of his grandfathers were ministers. His great-grandfather was a minister. We've got him on his great-grandfather on record joining a Baptist church in 1850, right, and was a preacher for slaves as well as whites. And so, you know, preaching was in King's blood. And so, but it's at Morehouse, and it's in the context of a liberal arts education, being exposed to all of these different ideas, different ideologies, these different thinkers, and it's in that context where he's able to make the decision to join the ministry and make the decision about how specifically he's going to have an impact on the larger society.
So, and specifically, having this lecture at Hastings College, also a liberal arts college, you're talking with the students and letting them know that they're going to find their path to the future through education.
Yes, exactly, exactly. I'm going to tell these students that, you know, they are going to be exposed to many of the same dynamics that King was exposed to back in the 1940s. They're going to have, you know, freshmen, hey, take advantage, right? Seniors, I hope you took advantage, right, of this access to learning about literature and art, you know, fiction, sociology, psychology, philosophy, religion. You know, take advantage. It's a buffet. Eat a little bit of everything, right? Because that's going to best prepare you for life beyond college, and is also going to best prepare you to live a life of service, right? Because one of the objects of the game in a liberal arts education is for you to get all of these disparate bits of knowledge and to figure out how they're connected.
One final question, then I know you have to go up and speak to some of the people at the college today, but when we look at the civil rights movement in the 1960s and we fast forward to things that are going on today, and just in specifically like the Occupy protests that are currently going on, Martin Luther King, when you think about it, he really kind of gave people that power, gave people that voice that for the civic protests, for the, you know, the obedient protests. Is that true? And in that case, are we still seeing some of his practices being taught today?
Yes, I think we are. I think the Occupy movement is a classic example of nonviolent direct action protest, right? They're like, hey, you know what? Instead of launching, you know, instead of launching bombs and instead of strafing the, you know, strafing Wall Street, right? Or, you know, engage in some sort of aggressively violent, disruptive action. These folks are taking a play right out of the civil rights playbook by saying, look, you know what? We're going to occupy Wall Street, right? We're going to occupy these particular spaces to draw attention to these issues, right? And so just like in the 1960s, where you see people asking, well, what's the point of sitting in at Woolworths? What's that about? What's the point of that, right? Well, you see the point of that now, right? You see how that movement spread. So the sit-ins became not simply about getting service, getting a hamburger at Woolworths. It's about, you know, forcing people to confront the larger issues, the larger reality of racial segregation in the American South and outside of the American South, for that matter. So Occupy is doing the same, is doing the same thing, right? It's amazing to watch. It's kind of funny, actually, to sit and watch, you know, the morning news shows on Sundays, spend all this time asking about what's the message of the Occupy movement, what's the point, what's the message. Well, this is the point, right, is to get you to talk about the Occupy movement. That's part of the point. Part of the point is, you know, your next segment's going to be about economic inequality in America, right? Would you be talking about economic inequality in America in 2012 had there not been an Occupy movement? Probably not, right? So that's the point, right, is to have, I mean, that's one of the points at least, right, is to have these larger conversations so that people can sort of suss out for themselves, okay, yeah, well, okay, this is something that I agree with over here that they've said, and here's some other things that I'm not quite sure about, but hey, you know what, we're having this conversation, and that is a very, I mean, and that's one great big fat sign of success as far as I'm concerned.
It's been Dr. Charles McKinney speaking at Hastings College today, Education That Changed a Nation. Dr. Charles McKinney, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you very much for having me. Appreciate it.
Hastings College Spotlight is brought to you by Industrial Irrigation, 221 East J Street in Hastings. Stay tuned, because the second half is straight ahead on Hastings Link to Bronco Sports, 1230 AM, KHAS Radio.
Hastings College graduates become astronaut,
trauma surgeon,
judge,
studio artist,
ambassador,
professor,
congressman,
minister,
software developer.
Who do you want to become? Recognized as one of the best liberal arts colleges in the country by publications such as U.S. News & World Report, Forbes, Barron's, and the Princeton Review, Hastings College is a place that supports you to become your best. Find out more at hastings.edu or call us at 800-LEARN-HC. Pursue your passion at Hastings College.
No matter where you roam, you're always at home with an RV from Hastings Motor Sales Dykeman's Camper Place. Travel the country, see the sights, and never be without all the amenities of home. Dykeman's has a large selection of XL luxury fifth wheels, Palomino fold-down camping trailers, Coachman fifth wheels, travel trailers, Class A and Class C motorhomes, and their service department is second to none. So go ahead, get away from it all, but don't rough it. Get RVing with Hastings Motor Sales Dykeman's Camper Place, Burlington Avenue and Highway 6 in Hastings.
1230 KHAS.
All right, back here at the Osborne Sports Complex, Lynn Farrell Arena, as we get set for the second half here this afternoon. Briarcliff out on top of Hastings at halftime of the men's ball game, 41-22. So Hastings College will play things in. A lot of wood to chop here for the Broncos in the second half of play. Hastings line the ball first. They'll begin shooting to our basket to our right. Brady Woolman drives it down the right side of the lane, and now we got a kicking violation here as a woman trying to go across the lane there. 41-22 is the score. Hastings College trailing here in the ball game. Broncos will play things in. Baseline right side underneath their own basket. They get it into Jake Marvin. Marvin spins left side of the lane. Puts a man in the air. Can't go for the shot. Not a woman. Back outside now. Nate Olson down in the corner to Ryanwald. Out to Nate again in three-point territory. Man-to-man defense here for Briarcliff. Eight jump pass comes to the near side. Not a woman. His shot from 17. Good. Brady Woolman scores there for the Broncos. Woolman now at 5 points in the ballgame. And it's now a 41-24 ballgame. 41-24. Hastings trailing Briarcliff here this afternoon in men's basketball. There's a Taylor Byrne with the ball. Byrne gets it down to Shipley. He dumps it off inside. It's going to be intercepted. Intercepted there by Wells of Hastings. Turnover number eight on Briarcliff. There's a Nate Olson with the ball. Not a woman. Free throw line extended left side. Defeated inside to Marvin. And now we got a foul called here as Marvin spun toward the baseline and a foul called here on Collison of Byron Cliff. That's going to be the third foul on Michael Collison, team foul number one on the Chargers here in the second half of play. Hastings trailing 41-24. We're in the second half with 19:03 remaining. Nate Olson will play things into Ryan while he goes for the shot. It's blocked down, but a foul called. Ben Sitzman goes up for the block there for Byron Cliff, but also gets nailed with a personal foul. He got the block on that shot there from Tobin Reinwald. And now Tobin is going to go to the free throw line. Reinwald goes to the free throw line here for Hastings. He has not scored so far today, and his first free throw is up there. It's no good. Reinwald is the ninth leading scorer in the Great Plains Athletic Conference this week, averaging 17.4 points per ball game. He was held scoreless in the first half. Next shot is up there is good, so Tobin hits one out of two. And the Broncos now trailing by a score of 41-25. There's Taylor Murn with the ball. Murn in backcourt. Here's a pass that's going to be intercepted. Intercepted here by Wells of Hastings. Drives it down the right side of the lane. Goes cross court to a Woolman. He drives it inside underneath the bucket there. The Reinwald and his shot is up and in. Nine turnovers on Briar Cliff, and Hastings back to within 14 points now at 41-27. The Broncos attacking here in backcourt. There's a pass to the far sideline. Shipley has got it. Shipley comes out to Murren. Murren now to a Ben Sitzman, now to Murren. Hastings came from 16 points down on Wednesday night to beat Doan by 2 points at 70-68. Can they do it again? Here's Eric Roy with the ball. Right side, Murren. Shot for three, good. Taylor Murren, another three-pointer. He's the guy that burned us right at the end of the first half with a shot from half court. That went right down to the hole for three. 44-27 now. Broncos trailing by 17 points. Hastings with the ball. That's Reinwald with it. Out between the rings again to Nate Olson. Drives it down to the left side of the lane. Now to Reinwald. Jump pass in the corner. Here's Lohman for three. Count it. Brady Lohman hits a three-pointer. He's got 10 points in the ball game. Hastings within 14 points now at 44-30. Broncos trying to make a second-half run. Here's a Murren. And we got a timeout from Briar Cliff. We got a timeout here from Briar Cliff. They want to talk things over. 17:50 remaining here in the ball game. It's now Briar Cliff 44, Hastings 30.
Witt Plumbing does residential, commercial, and farm plumbing. From new construction, remodeling repairs, and service to backhoe, trenching, leach fields, water heaters and softeners, septic tank installation, and video sewer inspections. Where there's a Witt, there's a way. Witt Plumbing, 1726 North Kansas Avenue, Hastings.
When you need body work, call Sealy Body Shop in Hastings. Sealy's now uses the new environmentally friendly products from PPG. Sealy's offers complete collision repair and restoration. Sealy's Body Shop, the name you trust at 201 East South Street in Hastings.
1230 KHAS.
Other games going on in the conference today. In fact, the women's games are now getting underway here at 2 o'clock. Briar Cliff is playing at Hastings. That'll be a 3 o'clock start here. The rest of the games all begin at 2. Mount Marty playing at Midland today. Morningside at Doan. Dakota Wesleyan at Concordia. And Dort is playing at Nebraska Wesleyan. Got an early start here for the men's contest. And Hastings College women will play Briar Cliff in the second contest coming up at 3 o'clock this afternoon. So the Broncos trying to come back from a 41-22 halftime deficit. Looking a little bit better up on the board. Now it's 44-30. Hastings forcing Briar Cliff into some turnovers here in the second half of play. Using some backcourt pressure. The boy Briar Cliff continues to shoot the ball well. The Chargers in the first half, 57% from the field, 16 out of 28. They continue to shoot the ball well here in half number two. 44-30, Hastings College trailing by 14 points. There's Sitzman with the ball. Free throw line extended left side. Works against Ryan Wald. Comes out now to Taylor Murren. Murren moves it over on the right side. With the basketball there is going to be Eric Roy. Bounce pass goes inside, down on the baseline. Sitzman shot's going to be blocked out of bounds. And we're going to have a personal foul call down there. It's going to go on Marvin. So Jake Marvin picks up the foul. That's going to be his third. Check that. Nate Olson picks up the foul. That's going to be his second. The second foul on Nate Olson and going to the free throw line will be Sitzman for Briar Cliff. Sitzman has got 4 points in the basketball game, a field goal, 2 out of 2 from the free throw line. His shot is up there, and the shot is good. Sitzman is 72% foul shooter in the season. He's 49 out of 68 coming in here this afternoon. Sitzman, he had 13 points the last time these two teams played up in Sioux City. Next shot is up there, is good. Buries a couple of free throws, and now it's a 46-30 ball game again. Hastings down by 16 points. Olson has got the ball. Olson out here in three-point territory, moves it over to Woolman on the wing. Back out to Olson at the top of the key to Reinwald. out of the right sideline. Charles Ferguson, out of Reinwald to Olsen again. Nate Olsen on the left wing. Comes over here to Reinwald, drives the ball into the paint, puts up a left-handed hook shot. It's going to be no good. And the rebound is lost out of bounds. It's last touch there by Roy of Briarcliff. So it'll be Hastings playing it in. Baseline right side underneath their own basket. 17-13 remaining. Hastings trailing by the score of 46-30. They'll give the Broncos a fresh shot clock here. 35 seconds on the shot clock as Olsen will play things in. Underneath his own basket, comes way out on top. Lohman grabs the ball out here near the 10-second line. Lohman out of dribble now for Hastings. Comes to the near sideline to Ferguson. Ferguson out on top again to Lohman. Now to Ferguson. Bounce pass goes inside. Reinwald has got double team. Tries to pass it across the lane. He does. That's Olsen. He shots up there and in. Nate Olsen working close to the basket there. He's got 5 points in the ball game. 46-32. Again, the Broncos are down by 14 points here in this one. 16:48 to play in the ball game. Briarcliff with the ball. Eric Roy has got it on the wing on the right side. Gives it away now to Ben Sitzman. Sitzman dribbling with the ball out here in three-point territory. Sitzman comes to the left side of the lane. Bounce pass goes inside. That's Roy with the ball that's going to be knocked loose. Picked up here on the near sideline, though, by Sitzman. Now to Byrne over there on the right sideline. Now to a Ben Sitzman. Sitzman dribbling with the ball, drives it to the wing on the right side. Jump pass goes over to Byrne. 3 seconds on the shot clock. It's up there good. Unbelievable. Byrne throws up a three-pointer from the top of the key with Tobin Reinwald right in his face. And he throws down a three-pointer as the shot clock was expiring. He's now got 16 in the ball game. It's now a 49-32 ball game, a 17-point lead for Briarcliff. Here's a woman with the ball for Hastings. Jump pass off of the baseline. It comes out here, deflected away from Reinwald. It goes out of bounds. Last touch. Last touch here by Shipley of Briarcliff. So it's going to be Hastings playing it in right in front of the scorers table. 16:01 to play. Here comes Brenton Brown into the ball game now for Briarcliff. So Brown is back in there for the Chargers. 5'10" and senior from Stanford, Connecticut. There's a shot by Lohman as he was driving the ball in the hole. That's no good, but he's fouled into play. A personal foul going to be whistled here on John Engler. That's going to be his first foul. Team foul number 3 on the Chargers. This will be a shooting situation as Brady Lohman goes to the free throw line here for the Broncos. Lohman had 9 points the other night when Hastings beat Doan 70-68. Lohman so far in this ball game has got 10. The shot is up there. It's good. He's now 3 out of 3 from the free throw line. Brady Lohman averaging 11 points per ball game this season. He's right there. 11 points here in this ball game against Briarcliff. 49-33 is the score. Hastings trailing by 16 points here in the second half. Trying to win their 12th ball game of the season, an inch above the 500 mark for the first time in a while. Next shot by Lohman is up there and in. It's now 49-34. Hastings sitting at 11-11 on the season. They've won 3 out of their last 4 ball games. We're running into trouble here this afternoon with the Chargers. Here's Burren again. Top of the key. A shot good again. Another three-pointer. Lance talked about him during the pregame show. That's the guy he was worried about today. And he's got 19 points in the ball game. It's 52-34. Here's Reinwald shot in the lane. That one won't go. Tip try no good. Tip back out of here. Lohman now to Marvin from the top of the key. Shot good. Jake Marvin throws up the 3-ball there for Hastings. So he answers it right back. It's now a 15-point ball game at 52-37. Byrne again with the ball for Briarcliff as he works outside there against Tobin Reinwald of Hastings. Byrne dribbling with the ball. Goes here. Bounce pass to Roy. Just to the left of the circle. Now to Engler out here in three-point territory. There's a pass deflected out of bounds. Deflected out of bounds there by Brady Lohman of Hastings. Here comes Drew Danielson into the ball game now for Hastings. Also coming in will be Flynn. Reinwald comes to the bench. And also Marvin comes to the bench. 52-37. Hastings down by 15 points here in the second half with 15:06 remaining in the ball game. Taylor Byrne has got the ball now for Briarcliff. They've got 10 seconds left in the shot clock. Bounce pass in the high post. That's going to be Roy with the ball. Now to Shipley. Shipley spins at the free throw line, drives it down the lane. His shot is up there. It's going to be no good and a traveling violation. Nope, a personal foul called here on Hastings. It's going to go on Ferguson. So Ferguson is hit with a personal foul here. That's going to be his second. Team foul number 2 on the Broncos here in the second half of play. Jake Shipley goes to the free throw line here for Briarcliff. He has got 7 points in the ballgame. Shipley 0 out of 1 from the free throw line. Shot is up there, and the shot is going to be good. Shipley will have one more. 53-37. Hastings down by 16 points in the ballgame. Down to the scorers table. Checking in for Briarcliff will be Tim Lone. Lone, the 6'9" senior from Lone Tree, Iowa. 53-37. Briarcliff with the lead. Chargers led 41-22 at halftime. Shipley's next free throw is up there. It's going to be good. So he cans both free throws, and the lead is back up to 17 points again. Here's Nate Olson with the ball now for Hastings. Goes to Ferguson at the free throw line, spins, takes it down the left side of the lane, feeds down in the corner to Lohman, now to Olson, near sideline to Danielson, back out on top to Olson. Olson at the top of the key, dribbles, comes over here on the wing, takes it down to the baseline, still on the dribble, reverses the ball, gets it down to Ferguson. He drives the ball to the free throw line, down the lane he goes. His left-handed shot is up there, no good. High in the air for the rebound is Jake Shipley. He runs her back the other way now for the Chargers. Shipley gets it to Taylor Murren. Murren just across the 10-second line will set things up. The Broncos stay with the man-to-man defense. Lone has got it now. Lone to Roy. Roy gets it back to Lone now near sideline. That's going to be Taylor Murren with the ball to Shipley. Now to Brown over there on the right side. Free throw line extended. Brown puts it on the floor. Now with 12 seconds left in the shot clock, Brown drives it to the lane, and we got a foul called. A charging foul is going to be called on Brown as he knocks down Nate Olson in the lane. So Brown is hit with a personal foul there. That's going to be his second. Team foul number four on the Chargers. 54-37, Hastings College still trailing here in the ballgame. 14:05 to play. We got the women's game coming up next here on 1230 KHIS. Nate Olson with the ball for Hastings College. He drives it down the lane, passes over in the corner on the right side here to Drew Danielson. Drew brings it back out here. Now the left wing, a shot is up there and in. A three-pointer by Charles Ferguson. Ferguson knocking down a tray there from the left wing. And the Broncos are back to within 14 points again at 54-40. We've got a timeout with 13 minutes and 50 seconds to play. Here the basketball game will take a break with a score. Briarcliff 54, Hastings 40.
Jackson's Car Corner has built a reputation for high-quality hand-picked vehicles. Good, clean, low-mileage cars, vans, and pickups. Stop by today and see them at Jackson's Car Corner, 3rd and Colorado in downtown Hastings, where our customers send their friends.
Rivals Bar and Grill. Fun, food, 20 TVs, daily and weekend specials, supporting all the local and area athletes, teams, and coaches after the game or anytime. Join the Rivals team. Rivals Bar and Grill, Osborne Drive East in Hastings, open every day at 11.
1230 KHAS.
Bronco basketball for you this afternoon on 1230 KHIS. Also online at www.hastingslink.com. Your internet streaming brought to you by Hastings College. Nationally ranked athletics, nationally known academics. Pursue your passion at Hastings College. You can find out more at www.hastings.edu. So the Broncos are back within 14 points at 54-40. Just can't get a run on the Briarcliff here this afternoon to get back into the ballgame. Chargers will inbound the ball here in backcourt. Briarcliff shot the ball extremely well in the first half at 57% and raced out to a 41-22 halftime lead, and the Broncos have been fighting an uphill battle the rest of the way. Briarcliff has got the ball here as Jake Shipley has got it. Shipley now to Sitzman as he hands it away to Murren out here just across the 10-second line, picked up there by Brady Lohman. There's a pass in the lane. It's going to be intercepted. Intercepted by Flynn. He gets it to Olson. Olson loses control of the ball. It's loose. It goes to the far side, and it's going to be Briarcliff ball. So Hastings forces the turnover, and then the Broncos turn it away again as they come back in the offensive end. 10 turnovers on Briarcliff, 10 on Hastings. End of the ball game for the Broncos is going to be Alex Thayer. Coming out is going to be Nate Olson. 54-40. Broncos are still down by 14 points here in the ballgame. Ben Sitzman has got the ball now for Briarcliff. Sitzman brings it into the offensive zone here against the Broncos as Hastings stays with a man-to-man defense. Taylor Murren moves it over on the wing now to Torres. He's back into the ballgame to Lone, top of the key. Now to Murren again. Over on the wing on the left side, Murren trying to drive it, and we got a personal foul called. It's going to go on Brady Woolman of Hastings. That's going to be his first. Team foul number three on the Broncos here in the second half. Ferguson checks out. Here comes Drew Danielson back into the ball game for Hastings. Non-shooting situation. Briarcliff will play things in here off of the near sideline. We'll get things to a Taylor Murren. Alex Thayer will pick him up now. Bounce pass comes to Tim Lone out here in three-point territory. Pass across the cross court. Hits the back of the head of a Taylor Murren, and the ball goes out of bounds. And now Briarcliff wants to call a timeout. Nick Nelson, the head man for the Chargers, wants to call a timeout. The pass came from the near side, and it went to the far side and hit Taylor Murren right in the back of the head out of bounds. So a turnover there on the Chargers. at Hastings College. We'll play things in when we come back. 12:56 to play in the ball game. It's Briar Cliff 54, Hastings 40.
Senior living isn't just about amenities and activities. It's about finding somewhere you can put down roots, where you can feel a sense of belonging and make a lot of friends. Have the comfort of knowing that even if your health changes, it's not somewhere you're ever going to have to leave. For many people, that somewhere is Good Samaritan Society Hastings Village. Apartment rents as low as $485 per month. Utilities, lawn care, snow removal, all included. For more information on our apartments, contact us at 402-463-3181.
1230 KHAS.
Bronco basketball here today on 1230 KHAS. Got this second game coming up next between Briar Cliff and Hastings in women's play. Then tonight, two more games for you. We'll head to Grand Island. We'll have Adams Central against Grand Island Central Catholic tonight in their annual showdown. Could be a couple of good ball games up there. Boys and girls action beginning at 6 o'clock. So four games for you today right here on 1230 KHAS. Hastings College still trailing by 14 points. Well, you get the feeling if Hastings can get that lead down to single digits, we might have a salsa contest here, but Byron Cliff doing a good job just maintaining their distance here. Lead between 14 and 16 points here in the second half. And right now it's sitting at 14 at 54 to 40. Broncos trying to get a run on the Chargers here. There's Alex Thayer with the ball now for Hastings as he brings the ball into the offensive zone. Thayer dribbling with the ball. Sends it down to Tobin Ryan while he goes for the hole. Shot's going to be blocked down there by Collison. Rebound is loose. It goes out of bounds. They'll give the ball to Hastings. Collison was fighting for the ball down there with Shipley. It goes out of bounds, and it's going to be Hastings' ball after they get the block on Tobin Reinwald going for the hole. Hastings will play things in. Baseline left side underneath their own basket. It's going to be Lohman inbounding the ball. They get it to Lohman, rather to Reinwald on the baseline. He drives, puts up a shot. No good. He draws the personal foul. And Reinwald will go to the free throw line now for the Broncos. Kind of a quiet day so far for Tobin Reinwald. He's got just 3 points in the ball game, a field goal and a free throw in two attempts. 3 points. He had 17 against Doan the other night. And he scored 13 points the last time these two teams played. Shot from the free throw line is up there. He misses that one. Reinwald normally a pretty sure shooter from the free throw line. He's hitting 82% of his foul shots. Now he's 1 out of 3 from the line today. There's the next shot is up there. That one rattles out of there. No good. And the rebound comes down to Collison and Briar Cliff. So Hastings can't convert down here in this possession. Still a 54-40 ball game. The Broncos are trailing. Here's Sitzman with the ball now for Briar Cliff. Comes to Shipley. Shipley now to Brown here on the near side. Picked up by Alex there. Brown dribbling with the ball. Stops out here. Brown comes out between the rings now to Ben Sitzman. Right side to Shipley. They get it inside. That's it. Collison with the ball. Now to Sitzman again. Over on the wing on the right side to Jake Shipley. Shipley picked up by Reinwald. Down in the corner. Sitzman has got it. 6 seconds on the shot clock to pass. Hits the side of the glass. Now it's loose. It's picked up by Collison. He goes up for the shot. It's going to be blocked down and is picked up here by Alex Thayer. Alex brings it back the other way to Woolman. Bounce pass underneath. Flynn too far underneath the basket. Comes back to Woolman for three. Shot is up there. No good. Rebound comes down to Collison. Michael Collison with the ball here for Briar Cliff. Down the right sideline. Brown has got it now. Brown races the ball into the offensive zone. Comes to the near side to Sitzman. Now back out to Jake Shipley. 11:45 to play here in the ball game. The Broncos still trailing by 4 points. Here's a Shipley with the ball. It's going to be knocked away. Picked up by a woman, and his pass is intercepted right back. Intercepted right back by Shipley. Gets it to Collison, and he's fouled in a play. Woman's pass he made while he was lying flat on his back down here in between the rings, and they turn it right back away. So now Briar Cliff goes to the free throw line here. He gets fouled in a play by Brady Woman of Hastings. That's going to be his third. So going to the line will be Michael Collison for Briar Cliff. He's got 8 points in the ball game. All in field goals and all in the first half. This will be his first free throw of the day. He's a 69% foul shooter in the season. And his shot is up there. It's off of the right side. No good. He was fouled in the active shooting, so he'll get two shots here. 54-40. Hastings trailing Briar Cliff. Michael Collison will have one more. His shot is up there. The shot's good. 55-40. Hastings comes back quickly with the ball. Here's Drew Danielson. Comes out to Woolman. Now across the top. They get it over to Reinwald. He dribbles with the ball over there against Sitzman. Now to Alex Thayer and a two to the whistle underneath the hole here. We've got a personal foul away from all the action. It's going to go on Collison of Briar Cliff. So Collison just picked up his fourth personal foul, and that's huge for the Chargers. Collison has got 9 points in the ball game so far today. He's a big 6'10" junior post player out of Iowa Falls, Iowa. Now he'll have to check out of the ball game with four personal fouls, and Moen comes back in there. They go right to work inside. There's Flynn. His shot is up there. It's going to be no good. Broncos miss another one right in front of the basket, and the rebound comes down to Ricky Torres. Now to Brown. Hastings still trailing by 15 points, but now one of the main guns for Briar Cliff is on the bench with four personal fouls and Michael Collison. Hastings needs to make a run right here. Here's Brown with the ball. He takes it to the hole. His shot is up there. It's going to be no good. Ball picked up by Loan. His follow shot no good. Tap try by Loan no good. Ball's out of bounds, and it's going to be Briar Cliff ball. So three shots at the hole there. They couldn't convert it. Now they'll get a fourth chance here as they will inbound the ball from underneath their own basket. Flynn comes out. Here comes Jake Marvin back into the ball game for Hastings. Briar Cliff will play it in. Baseline left side underneath their own basket. Otting has got the ball here for Briar Cliff. Looking, just lobs it out here to Brown. Out in 3 point territory. Picked up by Danielson. Bounce pass left side of the lane. They get it to Torres. Torres now to Otting. Driving down to left side of the lane, and a palming violation is called. Palming violation. Hastings will get the ball back here. 10 minutes and 46 seconds to play in the ball game. Briar Cliff 55, Hastings 40. Here comes Eric Roy back into the ball game now, replacing Torres. So Roy back in there for the Chargers. Briar Cliff is a team just one game out of first place in the Great Plains Athletic Conference as action gets underway today. Trailing Dort in the conference standings and Northwestern. They got plenty to play for here this afternoon. They're playing like it today. Here's Marvin driving down the right side of the lane. The ball's going to be poked away by Otting, and the ball's going to be picked up here by Briar Cliff. 12th turnover on Hastings in the ball game. Taylor Murren has got the ball now in the front court for Briar Cliff. Goes over to Otting on the wing on the right side. Otting dribbling with the ball here for the Chargers. Gets away from Ryan Wall. Drives it down the right side of the lane. Stops there. Is in trouble to the free throw line to Roy. Shot is up there. It's going to be no good. And a rebound comes down to Lohman of Hastings. Brady Lohman has got the ball for the Broncos. Running back the other way. 10:08 to play here in the basketball game. Here's Lohman from the free throw line. Shot rims off, no good. Rebound is going to be saved there by Marvin, right in the hands of Lohman. Drives it down the lane, puts a man in the air, banks one in. Brady Lohman scores for Hastings. He's got 14, and the Broncos within 13 points now. 55-43 with 9:50 remaining in the ball game. Eric Roy has got the ball. Roy now to Otting over here on the wing on the left side. Otting puts it on the floor. Dribbles back out here in the three-point territory. Picked up by Ryan Wald of Hastings as the Broncos stay with the man-to-man defense. Left side, Roy for three. Shot up there, another three-pointer. Eric Roy cans another three for the Chargers. He's now got 9 points in the ball game, and it's back to a 16-point lead here for Briar Cliff. It's 58-42. Hastings with the ball in their offensive zone. Bounce pass goes inside to Ryan Wald. Works the baseline, goes for the basket, and scores. Finally, they get the ball inside there, and Tobin Ryan Wald takes it right to the hole and scores. He's now got 5 points in the ball game. 58-44 is the score now. Hastings down by 14 points again. 9:07 left here in the ball game. Otting with the ball. Free throw line extended left side. After Roy, top of the key. Now to Otting again. Dribbles it down the lane. Dumps it off to Lone. Down low. His shot is up and in. Tim Lone scoring there. That's his second field goal. He's got 4 points. 60-44. Hastings trailing. There's Marvin's pass. It could be intercepted. Intercepted back the other way. Driving for the hole, and a foul is called. Otting got the interception, and he was fouled. He was mauled in the play there by Marvin coming back the other way. So a foul here is going to go on Jake Marvin of Hastings. That's going to be his third. To the free throw line is going to be Zach Otting. So Otting will go to the stripe here, a 6'2" freshman from Dubuque, Iowa. Otting to the line here, 60-44. The Broncos are down by 16 points. Time slipping away. 8 minutes and 45 seconds to play. The shot from the line is up there. It's going to be good. Otting nails it, so he'll have one more shot here. Here comes Olsen back into the ball game now for Hastings College. Lohman will check out. Marvin's also going to check out of the ball game. And Zach Lena is going to see his first playing time here this afternoon for Hastings, a 6'4" freshman out of Omaha. Here comes the next shot by Otting. It's up there. It's around the rim and down. So Otting hits a couple of free throws there, and it's now a 62-44 ball game. Hastings down by 18. Broncos with the ball. Alex there has got it top of the key to Ryan Wall. Lobs it inside. It's right out of bounds. Trying to get it to Zach Lena, and he's throwing out of bounds. Turnover number 13. Boy, the Broncos' 37 Studebaker looks like it's running about four cylinders today. Just sputtering along here this afternoon. 62-44 is the score. Hastings trailing in the ball game. That's Otting with it again for Briar Cliff to Taylor Murn as he dribbles the ball out here in three-point territory. Otting again, left side behind his screen, moves it inside the free throw circle. Now to Roy. Taylor Murn, he dribbles it, cuts for the hole, bounce pass down low. A shot is up and in by John Engler, and he's fouling the play. John Engler gets the field goal there for Briar Cliff. We're going to have a foul called here on Hastings. The bucket will count. And the foul is going to go on Drew Danielson. That's going to be his first. End of the ball game now for Briar Cliff will be Ben Sitzman. To the free throw line will be John Engler. He scores his first field goal there. Now he'll go to the free throw line and try to make this a three-point play. Engler looks up there. John's shot is up. It's going to be short. Rebound. Loose. Picked up there by Hastings. Picked up here by the Broncos. It's Nate Olson with the ball. Now to Tobin Reinwald. Spins right side of the lane. Puts up a shot. It's good. And let's see. They're going to count that one. Tobin Reinwald's like the NBA continuation mode there. The guys from Briar Cliff can't believe that down here on the Charger bench. But the field goal is going to go for Tobin Reinwald. Personal foul is going to be called on Eric Roy. Reinwald goes to the free throw line and trying to make this a three-point play. And the head coach for Briar Cliff, Nick Nelson, is questioning the counting of the basket there. There's a shot by Reinwald is good, so he hits on a three-point play. He's now got 8 points in the ballgame, and Hastings is trailing still by 17, 64-47. Now we got a traveling violation called here on Shipley. A third turnover. Check that. It's going to be the 13th turnover called on Briar Cliff here in the second half of play. 13 total for the ballgame. 64-47. Hastings down by 17 points. Olsen with the ball. Now to Tobin Reinwald. Over on the wing on the left side, that's Alex Thayer. Out of Reinwald to Danielson. Down in the corner, Olsen brings it back out to Danielson. Left wing now, Reinwald drives it toward the goal. The shot's going to be up there, blocked down, out of bounds. Hastings College will play things in. Bronco basketball coming away this afternoon on 1230 KHIS. And also online at www.hastingslink.com. 64-47, Hastings still down here in the ballgame. We're down to 7:46 to go. Olsen looking to play things in and lobs it way out here. As Danielson grabs the ball out near the 10-second line. Drew Danielson gets it in the hands now of Nate Olson. Drives it down the left side of the lane toward the goal. Stomps on the baseline. Olson in trouble. Gets it away now. Reinwald has got it. Spins left side of the lane. Double team. Triple team. Gets away to Lena in the lane. He powers his way down to the baseline. His shot is up there and no good. Rebound loose and is brought down here by Engler. Hastings cannot buy a bucket today, guys. 64-47 is the score. Hastings still down by 17 points. 7:17 remaining in the ball game. Here's a Taylor Murn. Murn with the ball. Murn dribbling with it. Bounce pass goes to Sitzman, and now we've got a foul called here. It's going to go on Reinwald. He picks up his first personal foul. Checking in the ball game now for Hastings will be Brady Lohman. Checking out will be Reinwald. 64-47. Hastings still trailing in the ball game. To the free throw line will be Jake Shipley. And his shot is up there, and this could be good. Jake Shipley now 3 out of 4 from the free throw line here this afternoon. He's got 10 points in the ball game. He had 15 the last time these two teams played. It's now a 65-47 ball game. Hastings trailing. Jake Shipley will have one more. Shot is up there, and the shot is good. So Shipley cans a pair, and it's 66-47. Hastings unable to get a run going here in the second half. Long pass down low. Zach Lena has got it under the basket. He powers his way up there. His shot good, and he's fouling the play. Zach Lena gets the field goal for Hastings. That's his first goal of the ball game, and now he'll go to the free throw line and try to make this a three-point play. John Engler picks up the personal foul for Briar Cliff. That's going to be his second. That's team foul number 8 on the Chargers. So Zach Lena goes to the free throw line now for Hastings. Lena, the 6'4" freshman out of Omaha. Here comes Ferguson back into the ball game. Coming out will be Drew Danielson. 7 minutes exactly to play here in the ball game. Hastings trailing 66-49. Zach Lena's free throw is up there. It's good. So Lena on a three-point play. And the Broncos back within 16 points. Pressure now by Hastings here in backcourt. Brown has got the ball. One dribble sent it to the far sideline to Murn. Murn's pass. He throws it out of bounds. Trying to take it down the floor there to a John Engler underneath the basket. They threw it wide of the target. 14 turnovers on Briar Cliff. And now Hastings has the ball back here. 6:53 to play in the ball game. Hastings down by 16. There's a Brady Woolman with the ball. Comes to the near sideline. That's going to be Thayer with the ball. Loses control of the dribble. And now we got to scramble on down there. It goes out of bounds. And they give the ball to Briar Cliff. So Hastings turns it away for the 14th time here this afternoon. And now the Broncos will apply some pressure again in backcourt. Hastings needs the ball. 66-50 is the score. We're down by 16 points. It's going to be Briar Cliff ending up bounding the ball here. Shipley gets it into Sitzman. Back to Shipley. Still in backcourt. Moves it over to Brown on the far sideline. And now Brown will bring things up. Trots it across the midcourt stripe. Hastings will set up now man-to-man in their, I guess, this half-court offense of Briar Cliff. Sitzman on the wing. Now goes down in the corner to Brown. Brings it back out to Sitzman. Sitzman dribbling with the ball. Sends it back to Brown here on the near side. Back to Sitzman. Sitzman looking the floor over here and comes back to Brown on the deep wing. Left side. Gives away now to Shipley. Lobs it down low. Engler's got spins toward the baseline. Sends it down in the corner down on the right side to Brown. Moves up high on the block. His shot is up there. It's no good. A shot clock violation. That one did not draw iron. It goes out of bounds. The shot from the right wing there by Brown did not draw iron. So a shot clock violation on Briar Cliff. And Hastings College has got the ball back now. As we approach 6 minutes to play here in the ball game, the Broncos still trailing by 16. Olsen with it. Rainbow pass comes on the near sideline to Ferguson. Nearly falls out of bounds, but gets the ball into the hands of Thayer at the free throw line. Sends it down in the baseline to Woolman. Lobs it inside to Lena. Spins in the lane. Ball tapped loose. Lena still got it. Down outside to Thayer. Drives it down the lane. His high arcing shot is going to be no good. Down for the rebound. It's loose on the baseline. It's picked up there by Engler. Engler has got it out for Briar Cliff. Gets it away to Ben Sitzman. Races the ball back the other way. Feed to the far sideline to Murn for three. Shot is up there. It's going to be no good. Rebound comes down to Thayer, and he's fouled into play. Fouled into play here by Briar Cliff, and we walk to the other end of the floor now for some free throws. That's going to be team foul number 9 called on the Chargers. Personal foul is going to be whistled on Jake Shipley. That's going to be his third. So three fouls now on Jake Shipley. Michael Collison is still on the bench. He's got 4 personal fouls for the Chargers. Going to the free throw line for Hastings is going to be Alex Thayer. Thayer has got a field goal and 2 points so far today. He's hitting 40% of his free throw tosses so far this year at 2 out of 5. The freshman out of Superior will toe the mark for the first time here this afternoon. Thayer had 3 points the other night against Doan. 66-50 is the score. Hastings down by 16. The Broncos trailed by 19 at halftime. Shot from the free throw line is going to be no good now by Thayer. And the rebound comes down to Taylor Murren. There comes Briar Cliff back the other way. Down the right sideline. That's going to be Brown with the ball. Brenton Brown as he holds it. Dribbles it. Now to Engler. At the free throw line. Back up to Brown. Fakes the three. Drives it down the paint. Puts up a shot over the window and scores. Brenton Brown scores. That's his first field goal. 68-50 now. Hastings is down by 18 points. Looking for some answers here today. There's a Drew Danielson with the ball. Drew comes over here to Braden Woolman. Woolman returns it back the other way. That's Thayer with it now. The Woolman again. He drives it down the left side of the lane. Stops. Jump pass goes down in the corner to Danielson. Back out to Woolman. Woolman after Ferguson. Open for three. Takes a shot and misses. Rebound comes down to Engler. Engler's got it now for Briar Cliff. Gets it away here in backcourt to Sitzman. He will bring things up. 4:44 to play. Hastings trailing by the score of 68-50. Ben Sitzman has got it now. Sitzman goes on a deep wing on the right side to Brown. He gets away from Thayer. Comes over to Engler, left side of the lane. Engler holds it, puts it on the floor. Now dribbles it down the lane toward the goal. A shot no good. He's fouling the play. Fouled here by Hastings at the 4:28 mark. And the personal is going to be whistled on Zach Lena. That's going to be his first. Coming into the ball game for Hastings will be Reinwald. Coming out will be Thayer. Engler goes to the free throw line for Briar Cliff. The women's game coming up next here on 1230 KHIS. Scheduled tip-off time, 3 o'clock today. High school basketball tonight, Adams Central playing at Grand Island Central Catholic. 6 o'clock for the starting time there. Girls game going at 6 with the boys at 7:45. Shot from the free throw line is up there. It's going to be good by John Engler. He'll get one more shot here. Here comes Zach Otting into the ball game now for Briar Cliff. So Otting is out there now again for the Chargers. And it's going to be John Engler toeing the mark for his second of 2 free throws. Engler's shot is up there. It's going to be good. Place really it's quieted down here a little bit as the Broncos are falling out of contention here. Engler checks out. Here comes Roy back in there. Eric Roy back in there for the Chargers. So Briarcliff, ranked number 18 in the country, trying to win their fifth straight ball game here this afternoon. They got off to a great start, and the Broncos were climbing the hill the entire day today, and they're trailing now by 20, 70 to 50. There's a Tobin Reinwald with the ball on the right side. Reinwald, bounce pass into the way. He's going to be tipped and intercepted. 15 turnovers now in Hastings as Brown has got the ball back. Brenton Brown will bring things up for Briarcliff. They get it over here to Shipley, not a Roy. Roy out here in three-point territory, sends it to the far side. Where the ball is going to be Zach Otting. Now they move it to Brown again. He drives it to the goal. His shot is up there. It rattles out. No good. The ball tapped out of bounds, and it'll be Hastings' ball. And now we get a timeout called here by Hastings. Timeout Broncos with 3 minutes and 50 seconds to play. They're in the basketball game. We'll take a break with a score. Briarcliff 70, Hastings 50.
The most unique high school basketball event in the state, the Heartland Hoops Classic, Saturday, February 11th, showcasing different schools and different classes in a pre-district neutral court setting, the beautiful and comfortable Heartland Event Center in Grand Island. Spend the day. The eight-game event begins at 9 in the morning and goes deep into the night. Tickets are $12 for adults, $6 for students, and a limited number of $25 courtside seats are available at the Heartland Event Center ticket office or online at Ticketmaster.com.
1230 KHAS.
Back here at the Osborne Sports Complex, Lynn Farrell Arena. Hastings trailing by 20 points at 70 to 50. This is going to be one of the lowest production for Hastings so far this year. It was back on December the 7th when they lost 56 to 53 to Nebraska Westland. Broncos with 50 points on the board. We got 3 minutes and 50 seconds to play yet. So the offense has struggled here this afternoon against this Briarcliff defense. Briarcliff came in here, the fourth best defense in the Great Plains Athletic Conference. They were giving up only 66.3 points per ballgame. And Hastings has got 50 on the board here with 3 minutes and 50 seconds to play. So a great effort by the Chargers. So for Hastings, the offense has not clicked all day long today. Off to a slow start, and it's been an uphill battle the entire day today for the Broncos, and they're trailing now by 20, 70 to 50. Reinwald will play things in as they get it to Charles Ferguson behind the screen from Lena. Now he drives it toward the goal, stops there. Can't go up for the shot. Now he's in trouble. Comes over to Danielson, and he throws it out of bounds. So out of the timeout, Hastings turns the ball away. 11, check that. 16 turnovers now. 16 turnovers on Hastings, 70 to 50. Briarcliff with the ball here in backcourt. They race it into the offensive zone. Sitzman goes down in the corner and out of Roy. Comes out here to Shipley. Jake Shipley gets it back in the hands of Ben Sitzman. Takes off, drives it to the goal. His shot is up there. It's no good. Rebound comes down to Danielson. Drew Danielson with the ball for Hastings. Now to Radio Woolman into the forecourt. Woolman drilling with it now. He drives it down the right side of the lane. Spins. Tries to go up for the shot. He does. It's good. Brady Lohman scores for Hastings. He's now got 16 in the ball game. It's 70 to 52. Broncos trailing now with 3 minutes to play. There's a Brenton Brown with the ball down in the corner. They get it to Otting. Now they work it back around to the left wing. Shipley out in three-point territory to Sitzman as he drives the ball against Reinwald. Sitzman drilling with the ball. Comes to the near side to Brown. Down in the corner to Shipley. He holds it there against the Zach Lena. Good defense by Zach. And now driving the baseline, he was out of bounds. Shipley got away. He was driving the baseline. He was out of bounds. So Briarcliff turns it away for the 16th time here this afternoon. Into the ball game now for Briarcliff will be Ricky Torres. And going out will be Jake Shipley. 70 to 52. 2 minutes and 43 seconds to play here in this one. Hastings will play again next Saturday in Orange City against Northwestern. There's a shot. He's going to be blocked by Torres. Ferguson's shot is knocked down, and the rebound comes down to Briarcliff. Brown will bring things up. Brenton Brown brings it into the offensive zone here for the Chargers. Comes over here to Ben Sitzman. Women's game is coming up next between the Chargers and the Broncos here this afternoon. Briarcliff, the nation's number two ranked team, coming in here this afternoon. Now we have a personal foul out here. It's going to go on Drew Danielson. Drew Danielson picking up the personal foul. It's going to be his second. And now the white flag comes up as hit Coach Lance Creech going to send in the second and third teamers here to mop up with 2:15 to play. Not a good outing today for Hastings College as they come out of there. So going to the free throw line will be Brenton Brown. He has got 2 points so far in the ball game on a field goal. 65% foul shooter in the season at 19 out of 29. This will be his first free throw of the afternoon. His shot is up to the shot. Good. 71-52. So the Broncos again get a dive below the 500 mark on the season. They'll be 11-12 after this one. Big loss in the Great Plains Athletic Conference. They will be now at 5-8 as they continue to battle to stay alive for a postseason tournament berth. The second shot is up there. It's going to be no good by Brown, and the rebound comes down to Hastings. So some new faces into the ball game now for the Broncos. This is Aaron Reyes into the ball game now for Hastings. They get it to Andrew Pryor. Now to Reyes here on the near sideline. And Trevor Holtmeyer is into the ball game for the first time today. There's a Drew Danielson with the ball on the wing on the left side. Now to Aaron Reyes. Over here to Holtmeyer as he works against the man-to-man. Dribbles it to the free throw line. Gives it up now. Down the right side of the lane. Going for the hole is going to be Pryor. It's going to be knocked out of his hands. It's going to be picked up here by Brown. 1:45 to play in the ball game. 71-52. Hastings trailing here in the ball game. Brian Cliff with the ball back in their offensive end. Ben Sitzman has got it. Now to Outing. Comes back out to Sitzman. Sitzman dribbling with the ball out here in 3 point territory. Down to a minute and 30 seconds to play. Still 17 on the shot clock. Sitzman dribbling with the ball. Hastings just watching everything out here. That's Brown now dribbling near the 10 second line. 7 seconds on the shot clock. Brown hands it away. They get it to Outing as he spins at the free throw line. Puts up a shot. No good. Rebound comes down to Hastings. John DeWard with a rebound. The freshman out of Sterling, Colorado, seeing some playing time. To Danielson for three. Shot good. Drew Danielson hitting a three ball there for Hastings. And now it's 71-55 with a minute to play. Brenton Brown walks the ball up here for the Chargers. Gets into the hands of Ben Sitzman. Now to Otting. Otting goes to Brown. Comes back out to Ben Sitzman. Sitzman on the far sideline. Now to Brown out here. In 3 points territory. 40 seconds to play in this one. And the Chargers are going to win the basketball game here tonight. Or here this afternoon. 71-55 is the score now with 37 seconds to play. Otting with the ball. Gives it away to Brown for three. Shot is up there. Rims off. No good. Rebounded inside. Going back up. Shooting and scoring. And he was fouled in a play. That's Clay Pagels is into the ball game now. He gets the field goal, and he'll go to the free throw line now to try to make this a three-point play as a personal foul is going to be whistled on Hastings College. It's going to go on John DeWard. That's going to be his first. So now Pagels goes to the free throw line for Briar Cliff. He's a big boy, too. 6'9" and a junior from West Point. His shot is up there. That one is good, so he gets a three-point play here. 74-55, the Broncos being taken apart here this afternoon. This will be the second lowest scoring output of the season for Hastings. Altmeyer's got it back out on top to Drew Danielson. His shot is up there again. He cans another three. 74-58. Broncos are trailing in the ball game. Brown will bring things up, and that's going to be the ball game. Hastings going to drop this one as Brown is going to let the time expire here as he throws it back out in three-point territory. 74-58. It's going to be your final score as time expires, and that's going to be the ball game as Briar Cliff comes to town today and absolutely tears the Broncos apart in this basketball game. They got it to a 41-22 halftime lead, and they go on to win today by a score of 74-58 over Hastings. The Broncos drop to 11 wins and 12 losses on the season. They are now 5-8 in the Great Plains Athletic Conference. Briar Cliff improves to 15 wins and 6 losses. And the Chargers are now 9-3 in conference play. We'll take a break, and we'll come back and check the scoring in the basketball game as our Bronco basketball coverage continues on 1230 KHAS.
Mohawk Carpet has been the most trusted name in carpet for more than 133 years, and Boers Floors is your Mohawk dealer and color center in Hastings. Boers Floors has a great selection of Mohawk carpet, wood, laminate, and tile. Get savings, quality, and value on Mohawk carpeting featuring Mohawk Smart Strand, providing superior stain protection. It's just better. Ask for all the details and shop Boers Floors, 827 West 1st in downtown Hastings, or call 46-FLOOR, 463-5667.
Follow the local and area athletes and teams, plus the Nebraska Cornhuskers in the Hastings Tribune and at hastingstribune.com. Get the latest scores on the Tribune's website scoreboard. Click on HD Media for video, web streaming, slideshows, and photos. Expanded hours for classifieds and circulation services, Monday through Friday until 7 p.m. and Saturday from 8 until noon. To subscribe to the Hastings Tribune, call 462-2131 or online at hastingstribune.com.
Celebrating more than 80 years and three generations, Vaughn's Printers continues to be your full-service printer, from design and layout to the finished product. Vaughn's Printers assures you workmanship that always satisfies. The printing business has changed, but one thing hasn't: Vaughn's Printers' dedication to quality and service. Make it happen with single-color through four-color process printing at Vaughn's Printers. 222 East Side Boulevard in Hastings. Call 463-7721.
1230 KHAS.
All right, back here at the Osborne Sports Complex, Lynn Farrell Arena. Men's game in the books here this afternoon. And Briarcliff knocks off Hastings by a score of 74-58. Yeah, the Broncos fell behind early in the ballgame. Briarcliff scored the first 4 points, and the race was on as the Chargers got out to a 10-point lead at 13-3. Led by as many as 15 points there throughout much of the first half, and led by 19 points at halftime as Taylor Murren had a three-pointer from half court to end the first half to give Briarcliff a 41-22 advantage. Hastings had the lead chopped down a couple of times to 12 points in the second half, but could not get any closer than that. And the Broncos lose this afternoon to Briarcliff by a score of 74-58. Brady Woolman led the way today for Hastings College. He scored 16 points in the ballgame. He was the only man to hit double figures today for the Broncos. He had 16 points. Jake Marvin had 9 points. Tobin Reinwald had 8. Then the other scorers for Hastings, you had Drew Danielson getting in there late, hitting a couple of three-pointers for 6 points in the ballgame. Nate Olson had 5. Dylan Flynn had 4 points today. Zach Lena had 3, and he had 2 points from Alex Thayer. Hastings hitting 9 out of 14 from the free throw line here this afternoon. Briarcliff was 17 out of 21 from the free throw line. They were led today by Taylor Murren as he comes up with 19 points in the ballgame. Murren was 2 out of 2 from the free throw line and had a pretty good day. 19 points in the ballgame today for Taylor Murren. Also in double figures, Jake Shipley, he had 11. The other scorers for Briarcliff, it was Eric Roy. He came through with 9 points. Michael Collison, he had 9 points today. 8 of those came in the first half. 6 points for Ben Sitzman. And we had 4 points from Tim Lone. 3 points for Brenton Brown. Also 4 points by John Engler. And Zach Otting had 2 points in the ball game here today. Briarcliff 17 out of 21 for the free throw line. Again, the Chargers win it today by a score of 74-58 over Hastings College. Shooting numbers in the ball game: the Broncos ended up shooting 41% for the ball game. They were 21 out of 51. Meanwhile, Briarcliff comes to town and hit 53% of their field goals. They're at the Osborne Sports Complex, 24 out of 45 for Briarcliff. Hastings was 7 out of 13 on three-pointers today for 53%. Briarcliff hit 8 out of 14 from three-point territory for 57%. From the free throw line, Hastings was 9 out of 15 for 60%. Briarcliff was 18 out of 24 for 75%. The Broncos getting out-rebounded today by Briarcliff, 29-25. Hastings held a 7-4 advantage in the offensive glass. The Broncos had 18 turnovers in the ballgame today. Briarcliff also with 18. Hastings came up with 4 block shots and 6 steals. Briarcliff had 4 block shots and 4 steals. So again, the Chargers win it here this afternoon over Hastings College in men's college basketball. Final score of 74-58. Briarcliff now 15-6 in the season, 9-3 in the Great Plains Athletic Conference. Hastings College drops to 11-12. They are now 5-8 in the Great Plains Athletic Conference. Hastings will not play the midweek game this week. Instead, they'll have a whole week to get ready for the Red Raiders of Northwestern. That will be next Saturday in Orange City, Iowa. The Guys will play at 4 o'clock next Saturday. So Hastings drops this one here this afternoon to Briarcliff in the men's ball game on a score of 74-58. Stick around. We're just getting started with basketball action today here on 1230 KHS. We have got the women's game between Briarcliff and Hastings College coming up next. The Chargers ranked number 2 in the country as they come in here and face Hastings College here this afternoon. The Broncos really needing a win to stay in the race in the Great Plains Athletic Conference. So a big ball game coming up with the Chargers here this afternoon. Tonight we'll have high school basketball involving Adams Central and Grand Island Central Catholic. So we're just getting started here this afternoon. We'll take a 1 minute timeout. When we come back, we'll chat with Hastings College women's basketball coach Jeff Dittman, as I ask the assistance of Eric Boudaris, who's going to help us out in between ball games here today to catch up with the coach. We'll come back and hear what's going on with the Hastings College women's basketball team as we continue on 1230 KHAS.